air on Hastings Link to Local Sports, 1230 AM KHAS Radio. We begin each game day with In the Paint, brought to you by Bill Hamburger Remodeling of Hastings. Now, let's go to courtside for tonight's game.
A different look here tonight on the road at Gretna. Should be a tough one for us.
Yeah, it will be. They're a very physical team, nicely coached. They do a lot of the same things that we do. You know, they keep it pretty simple in their offense, and they play tough man-to-man defense of what we've seen, you know, just in their three games this season. So it'll be a great challenge, and that's kind of what we wanted.
This is a team that finished 17-5 last year, so a very good tradition here at Gretna, and maybe stepping up in class, I think, a little bit for us tonight.
No doubt. I mean, enrollment means a lot. You know, in basketball, you got to put five guys out there, and you got to get your kids to compete. And, you know, we had a couple schools that had to drop us because of conference affiliation stuff that they had to do, schedules there. And, you know, when Gretna asked, I don't think our kids will back down. I mean, they're used to playing at a high level. And then that's, you know, you test yourself, you see where you're at, you know, and that's kind of what we want to do.
Matchup of a couple of undefeated teams here tonight. Hastings St. Cecilia sitting at 5-0, and Gretna is 3-0, so a good matchup here in the state of Nebraska. You guys have won your first five ball games after extending the football season a little bit. You got to be happy with where you're at right now.
Yeah, I mean, being 5-0 is and played the way we played. We played some good basketball teams up to this point, and, you know, we've been a little sluggish here and there, but we kind of thought that would be the way we would start. And, I think things are starting to click a little bit better here lately, especially the shooting. We're shooting the ball a little better than we did the first week, and you know that all comes with a lot of repetition. So our kids have you know, put in the time that was required of them right now, and we're just starting to get into game shape.
That's the good news, that you're starting to hit stride. The bad news is after tonight you've got the 5-day moratorium.
Well, you know, that 5-day moratorium is only nice if you need the break, and right now we'd like to just keep going, but it's good for family time. These kids have had a long fall. You know, they got 3 days off up through, you know, the this whole entire school year, and I know people don't think kids need days off, but you know, you can tell when they're mentally tired, but they're focused. We had a really good week preparation, and you know, the weekend was good for us getting these guys prepared. So yeah, the moratorium's there, and I kind of enjoy it now that I have kids, to be home with my own kids.
Last outing was a win over Sutton the other night, 44-24, kind of a different ball game there, but you were able to scratch out a 20-point win.
Yeah, you know, you look at the final score, and, you know, you look at this team, and you look, compare, everybody's comparing them to last year's team. Well, we won by 40 last year, and are we 20 points? You know, we had three 26-point leads in the second half, and just went a little flat in the fourth quarter. You know, you look at your score, and you're 39-12 going into the fourth quarter. You know, that's something, you know, you really want to be at, and just went a little flat in the fourth quarter, but, you know, you always want to carry that momentum. And we said we don't really look at the scoreboard as much as, you know, time and situations in close games. You really just want to see how your kids are playing, and at this point we're just happy where we're at.
Put 44 points on the scoreboard against the Sutton. Is that a concern? Is it the offensive woes still there?
No, it's somewhat, but you know, we had 40 through three quarters and then went flat, like I said, in the fourth quarter, but they were pretty deliberate, and they made us play a lot of long possessions on defense, and maybe we're not going to be quite as explosive on offense as we have been last year. You know, we lost six pretty good basketball players, and a few of them were pretty offensive-minded. And we're still trying to find our chemistry and find how to play with a 6'10 kid and a 6'4 kid inside. Last year we didn't have anybody play with their back to the basket unless Zach or Paul came in. And, you know, we were still playing a little bit different of style of offense. So now we're looking to where we've always got one big, if not two bigs in there, and that really, you know, sometimes you have to learn how to cut off of them and learn how to, they have to learn to play with your guards too. So chemistry is a big thing in basketball, so we're still finding ourselves on the offensive end.
Offense might have some blows, but defensively, you got to be extremely happy with what you have got done through the first five.
Yeah, we feel we've you know, we've got to play good defense, and with the athletes we have, there's no excuse. If we can't play good defense, we're not going to be a very good basketball team. And these kids have you know, bought in that, you know, that's where we're going to win games, and you know, they understand that. That's one way they get on the floor, and it's one way they get off the floor, really, is by playing great defense. So, you know, as long as we can keep contesting shots and, you know, doing things like the good things on the defensive end, we should be in most ball games.
Okay, we'll come back and talk about the opponents tonight, the Dragons of Gretna, as our pregame show continues after this.
Bill Hamburger Remodeling in Hastings tips its sports cap to the local and area athletes, teams, and coaches. Have successful and healthy seasons. Bill Hamburger Remodeling does residential and commercial construction, remodeling and additions, concrete work, drywall, siding, roofing, carpentry, painting, and snow removal. Bill Hamburger Remodeling is insured and a member of the Better Business Bureau. Call Bill at 402-469-8551 or 463-0480. Bill Hamburger Remodeling in Hastings always supports Hastings and area athletes.
Back with HC St. Cecilia head coach Kevin Asher. His Blue Hawks on the road tonight in Gretna to take on the Gretna Dragons, a Class B school that comes in with a mark of 3 wins and no losses on the season. Just a quick thumbnail on the opponent side, Coach.
Well, they're a solid basketball team. You know, Coach Beacon's got them playing a physical style of man-to-man. And defensively, they're, you know, just as strong as anybody we're going to see probably on our schedule. And then offensively, they've got some size, and they got a couple guys that play well inside. And then their guards are very quick and athletic. So they're going to match us as good as anybody we've seen this year for sure in quickness and strength.
Great to see you jumping up to play a Class B team here tonight. Is there a difference between the classes?
Oh, I think the higher class you go, you're going to get more physical play. You know, there's just more athletes in this school to pick from, and they really they play more physical all the way up, and, you know, that's good for our kids because that'll see where we're at. You know, can we handle the ball? Can we check out things that are, you know, sometimes you get away with when you're playing kids that maybe are not quite as strong as you, and tonight they're going to have to do the little things to win a ball game.
Just is this a good game for you guys to see kind of where this team is at in the first month of the season?
No doubt. You know, we knew our schedule was a much tougher than last year's schedule going in when you put SCOTUS and Newman on the front end of it. And then we knew that the teams in between have all improved. And that's what I tried to tell our kids. We lost some veteran leadership last year. We lost chemistry. And then we upgraded the schedule. And to have Gretna right here before Christmas after playing 5 games and fortunate enough to get wins in those, it'll really see where we're at. And then you go into your holiday tournament with another, you know, really good set of teams there. So, you know, having Gretna right here, we couldn't be in a better spot.
Gretna is a team that's been averaging about 57 points per ball game on offense and 42 on defense. So a team may be very similar to you as far as offensive and defensive production.
Yeah, I see a lot of similar things in what they do and what we do. I don't think it's going to be a track meet by any means tonight. Both teams like to run up and down the floor, but it's not shoot at first catch or anything like that. It's they're pretty disciplined in their offense, and you know, hopefully we have to do some good things with our screening and movement and get the ball to people, you know, that can get in scoring position.
How do we get out of here with a win tonight?
Well, we've got to play up value the basketball. They're going to put pressure on us more than anybody else has, and then we got to use our bigs, be intelligent, and stay out of foul trouble. You know, you never know how the game's going to be called. You're on the road. You got to do a great job of keeping yourself out of foul trouble because we're not as deep as we were last year. We're trying to build that depth through experience, but it just doesn't come. And our young kids have done a nice job off the bench, but they're still mostly a sophomore-oriented group, and they're just getting their feet wet. So we'll see how they handle the pressure of a big game, and that's kind of good for us.
Do you still go 8 or 9 in the ballgame tonight?
Well, yeah, we'll try to play 8 or 9 guys, and you know, it might be a little bit different distribution of minutes depending on how the game is going. But, you know, we've had some kids come off that have played well, and we get some offense out of a couple guys, and we get defense out of a couple others. So we'll see how it goes.
Okay, good luck.
All right, thanks, Mike.
Kevin Asher, head coach for HC St. Cecilia. Stick around. Sonic Lennox and the play-by-play description up next. St. Cecilia and Gretna tonight on 1230 KHAS.
In the Paint has been brought to you by Bill Hamburger Remodeling. Call 469-8551 or visit them on the web at billhamburgerremodeling.com. Stay tuned. High school basketball is up next on Hastings Link to High School Sports. 1230 AM KHAS Radio.
Whether you're buying or selling, follow the leader, Real Estate Group of Hastings, number one in home sales again. The women and men at Real Estate Group have 175 years of combined experience. Specialties include new construction, residential, commercial, farm, relocations, and expert assistance and guidance for first-time home buyers. The Real Estate Group of Hastings in the Crozier Park Professional Center on East 14th Street. Visit virtual tours and the open house schedule at realestategroupofhastings.com.
These are the words every homeowner dreads.
Oh, the furnace is broken.
And these are the words that make everything better.
I'm calling the American Standard guys.
Your local independent American Standard heating and air conditioning dealer can repair any brand you've got, or better yet, upgrade you to a supremely reliable American Standard comfort system.
Ah, all better.
Call Beeman's Appliance Sales and Service, your independent American Standard dealer. Call 462-2311.
High school basketball is brought to you by the KHAS Sports Boosters, local business supporting local youth and local athletics.
And a great pleasure. Good evening. Welcome to high school basketball tonight here on 1230 KHAS in Gretna, Nebraska, as Hastings St. Cecilia plays their first of three games against Class B opponents here for the 2009-2010 season. The Blue Hawks getting set to take on the Dragons of Gretna here tonight on our high school basketball game of the week. I'm Mike Will. I'll call the play-by-play for you tonight. Hastings St. Cecilia coming in, a record of 5 wins, no losses on the season. The Blue Hawks knocking off Sutton in their last outing last Friday night, winning by the score of 44-24. The Blue Hawks also has wins so far this year over Columbus Scotus and Bishop Newman. They beat Donovan Trumbull and Blue Hill in the second weekend before taking on Sutton last Friday. Had the weekend to get ready for this one here tonight against Gretna, and then the Blue Hawks and all the other teams from throughout the state of Nebraska will go on their 5-day moratorium at the conclusion of the ball games here tonight. The Blue Hawks will then get ready for the Doan Holiday Tournament coming up next week in Crete on the 29th and the 30th. The Blue Hawks are playing extremely well despite their lack of practice time before the start of the season. Of course, St. Cecilia extending their football season this year, going into the state championship ball game at Memorial Stadium. So only a 3-day break in between the football and basketball season. A couple of days of practice, and the Blue Hawks have then rattled off 5 straight wins here for basketball as they get ready for the Dragons here tonight. St. Cecilia, team that is averaging 55 points per ball game on offense. They are giving up 33 on defense. Maybe not the offensive explosion that we saw out of the Blue Hawks last year, but I'll tell you what, this team is as good defensively here for this 2009-2010 season as we saw last year. St. Cecilia giving up only 33.8 points per ball game on defense. They're allowing teams to shoot only 34% from the field, 27% from three-point territory. The Blue Hawks taking care of the basketball and offense. They're averaging only 9 turnovers per ball game while they're forcing 15 on the other end. They will see a team tonight that is currently 3-0 in the season. The Dragons come in here after 3 straight wins to begin the season as they have knocked off Nebraska City, Mount Michael, and Elkhorn so far this season. We'll take a break and come back. You're listening to high school basketball on 1230 KHAS.
Experience the warmth, magic, and peace of the Christmas season at Bob Sass Flowers. If it's a unique holiday gift or something more traditional, like wreaths, poinsettias, or seasonal bouquets, say it with flowers from Bob Sass Flowers, 2618 West 2nd Street, Hastings.
If you have problems with insects, rodents, or termites, call Gassman Pest Control in Hastings. They're locally owned and operated. Gassman Pest Control is licensed in Nebraska and Kansas and uses only EPA-approved chemical applications. That's Gassman Pest Control. Call 463-2734.
Stop at Thompson Oil Company, 806 East South Street for complete auto care. Or for your convenience store needs, go to the West 2nd Best Stop at 2nd and Laird. Both locations feature Phillips 66 Super Clean Gasoline in 3 grades, unleaded, E10 with ethanol, and premium unleaded. Thompson Oil Company, Hastings.
For more than 80 years, Burt's Drug Stores have been serving its customers with its best prescription service, old-fashioned personal service where they call you by your first name. Free delivery 6 days a week in the drive-up window at Burt's Pharmacy. Serving you, Burt's Drug Store, downtown Hastings and Burt's Pharmacy, 14th and Bellevue.
1230 KHAS.
Mike Will back at Gretna High School. High school basketball tonight here on 1230 KHAS. We mentioned the Dragons, the record of 3 wins, no losses. They open up the season with a win over Nebraska City, winning by a score of 73-46. Then beat Mount Michael Benedictine by a score of 34-27. They are coming off of a 10-point win over Elkhorn. Elkhorn, a Class A school this year. They beat them by a score of 64-54. Your starting lineups tonight for the visitors of Hastings St. Cecilia tonight. Dalton Seeley getting a start at 6'2" and senior. Seeley averaging 10 points and 3 rebounds per game. Joe Ryan is a 6'2" and senior. Ryan is averaging 5 points and 1.4 rebounds per game. Paul Gettert, a 6'4" and senior. Gettert averaging 9 points and 7 rebounds per game. Bo Schwenke, the 6'2" senior. Bo is averaging 6 points and 2.6 rebounds per game. Zach Stirrup, the other starter for St. Cecilia, the 6'10" junior. Zach is averaging 12 points and 7.6 rebounds per ball game. The starters for Gretna here tonight will be Bo Shepherd. Shepherd, 6'2" and a senior. He is averaging 8 points and 3.5 rebounds per game. Tyler Ortley is a 5'11" junior. He is averaging 4 points per ball game. Cole Spurgeon is a 6'2" junior. Spurgeon right now averaging 9 points and 3.5 rebounds per game. Jared Bloom is a 6'4" sophomore. Bloom is averaging right around 5 points per ball game. Then we've got Tyler Brungart, who's a 6'4" senior. Brungart is averaging 11 points and 4 rebounds per game. Again, Gretna as a team averaging 57 points per ball game on offense. They are giving up 42.3 on the defensive end. So definitely a step up in class tonight for Hastings St. Cecilia as the C1 Blue Hawks take on the Class B Gretna Dragons here tonight. Gretna was preseason ranked number 8 in the Lincoln Journal Star before the season got underway. St. Cecilia was preseason ranked number 2 in Class C1. Blue Hawks will be in their road blue uniforms here tonight, trimmed and lettered in the white. Gretna is going to be in their white uniforms, trimmed and lettered in the green and the gold. Ball is in the air, and it's going to be re-jumped here. Get things started. Stirrup into the center circle for St. Cecilia. That's a run guard for Gretna. They're going to try it again, having a tough time getting this baby underway here tonight. Third time could be a charm. And now there's a tip. It's controlled by St. Cecilia, and the Blue Hawks will shoot to our baskets to our left. Expect a pressure man-to-man defense out of Gretna here tonight. They played a little bit of zone in the junior varsity contest. It was very effective against St. Cecilia, so hey, we'll see that later on tonight as well. Ryan comes over here to Dalton Seeley, a three-pointer to get things started. He hammers it. Dalton Seeley gets things started with a long jump shot from the left side. 3-0 is the score. The Blue Hawks have the advantage. Here's Gretna back there for the first time. Bo Shepherd comes over here on the wing. Now to Cole Spurgeon. Dribbles to the elbow. Right side. The ball is swatted away. And it's picked up by Brungard. Goes up, shoots, and scores. Tyler Brungard scores for Gretna. It's a 3-2 ball game. St. Cecilia Island Time just underway here tonight. The Blue Hawks on the road at Gretna High School. Seeley goes inside. Getter grabs it, shoots, and scores. Ball puts it up there left-handed and scores. That's the first field goal of the ball game for Ball. 5-2 is the score now. St. Cecilia out on top. We have played 1 minute here in the ball game. Bo Shepherd with a free throw line extended right side. Shepherd hops between a couple of defenders, and a foul is going to be called. The foul will go on the Blue Hawks. It'll go on Schwenke. That's going to be his first, the first team foul on the Blue Hawks here in the ball game. Non-shooting situation. It'll be Gretna playing things in from deep in the corner to the left side of the basket. 6:59 to play, opening quarter. 5-2 is the score. St. Cecilia is out on top. Bloom has got it now for the Dragons. There's a bounce pass inside. Brungard puts it up to the left-handed. His shot is still good. Offensive rebound. Follow shot can be blocked down by Stirrup. And the ball is brought out of there by Zach Stirrup of St. Cecilia. That second shot taken by Bloom. That was no good by the Gretna Dragons. Stirrup got a piece of that one. St. Cecilia comes back now. Seeley in the lane. His shot from 10 won't go. Battle for the rebound. It's loose and finally picked up here by Spurgeon. Cole Spurgeon has got it down for Gretna. Runs it back the other way with a left-handed dribble. Bounce pass down to the baseline. It is kicked out of bounds by Seeley. Gretna will play things in underneath their basket to the right side. 6:29 to play here in the first quarter. St. Cecilia out on top of Gretna by a score of 5-2. Ball game just underway. Tyler Ortlieb will inbound the ball now for the Dragons. He gets it in deep in the corner. On the left side, there's going to be Spurgeon with the ball. Spurgeon out to Jared Bloom. Bloom comes across the top to Ortlieb. St. Cecilia is in a man-to-man defense. Near side, they get it down to a Bo Shepherd. Shepherd looking to penetrate. Can't do it against Seeley. Bounce pass inside to Brungard. Backs up. Throws it back out into three-point territory. A shot is put up there. It's no good by Bloom. And the rebound comes down to Seeley of St. Cecilia. Outlet pass to Schwenke on the far sideline. Brings it back to the center of the floor. And Schwenke will set things up for the Blue Hawks. Over to Dalton Seeley out here in three-point territory. Seeley, top of the key, now to Stirrup. Down on the baseline right side to Schwenke. Schwenke holds it, puts it on the floor, around the screen. Puts it up to the free-throw line. A shot is no good. He's knocked down in the play, and a foul is called. Schwenke is fouled in the play by the Gretna Dragons. And a personal foul is called on number 42, Tyler Brungard. That's going to be his first and the first team foul on Gretna here in the first quarter of play. Non-shooting situation. It's going to be St. Cecilia playing things in to Seeley. His shot is up there and in. Dalton Banks went in off of the right side of the lane. Seeley with 5 points in the ball game, and the Blue Hawks are out on top by 5 points early. 7-2 is the score. Ortlieb has got the ball now for Gretna.
Gets it over here to Spurgeon, right at the top of the three-point circle. Drives the ball underneath the basket, back outside. A three-pointer is put up there and in. Nice shot there by Bo Shepherd as he hits the three ball. He is averaging 8 points per ball game. Hits his first shot here for three. 7-5 is the score now. The Blue Hawks out on top by 2 points. St. Cecilia with the ball. Sealy comes to Schwenke out here in three-point territory. Nice pass down low. They get it to Gettert. Gettert is double-teamed, dribbles once, comes out to Sealy. Inside down to Stirrup, backs up, rockets a pass down on the baseline. There's a shot up there. It's no good by Schwenke. And the rebound comes down to Tyler Brundgaard. Brundgaard gets it away now for Gretton into the forward court to Ortlieb. Ortlieb dribbling with the ball picked up there by Sealy of St. Cecilia. Comes over here to Bo Shepherd. Shepherd outside now to a Jared Bloom. They go on the wing on the left side to a Cole Spurgeon. They work it back around on the low block right side to Brungard. Kicks it back out to Bloom for three. Shot is up there. It's no good. Rebound Gettert for St. Cecilia. Paul Gettert has got the ball for the Blue Hawks. Gets it away down to Sealy. 4:35 to play here in the first quarter. 7-5. Blue Hawks have the lead. Here's a Joe Ryan with the ball inside his stirrup. A shot is up there. It's too strong. Dances off of the front of the iron, and the rebound comes down to Jared Bloom for Gretna. Into the fourth court to Ortlieb. He drives for the hole. His shot's blocked down, but the foul is called. Stirrup got the block, but a personal foul is going to be called on the Blue Hawks. It's going to go on Stirrup. That's going to be his first. Team foul number two on St. Cecilia here in the first quarter. This will be a shooting situation as Tyler Ortlieb will go to the free throw line here for Gretna. He is averaging 4 points per ball game. 4 minutes and 2 seconds to play. Actually, 4:22 to play. In the first quarter, St. Cecilia on top of the score of 7-5. This will be a two-shot foul for Ortlieb. The shot is up there, and that one is going to be short, no good. They'll get one more. End of the ball game now for St. Cecilia is going to be Phil Hamburger. Hamburger is averaging 6 points and 2 rebounds per game. Schwenke comes out. 7-5, Blue Hawks with the lead early in the ball game. We're in the preseason ranked number 8 in Class B by the Lincoln Journal Star. Second shot is up there. It is good by Tyler Ortlieb. Now it's a 7-6 ball game. The Blue Hawks have the advantage nearing the halfway point of this first quarter from Gretna tonight. Joe Ryan with the basketball for St. Cecilia. Dribbles across the top, gets it away down to Sealy. Just to the left of the circle. Sealy looking to penetrate, can't do it. Good defense in there by Gretna. They get it to Gettert. Now to Stirrup, drives it down the right side of the lane. Kicks it out to Ryan, his shot is up there and in. Joe Ryan scores about a 12-footer from the right side of the lane. He's got 2 points in the ballgame. 9-6, the Blue Hawks leading by 3 points here in the ballgame. Tyler Ortlieb with the ball now for Gretna around the screen. Brings it to the near side. Ortlieb holds on to the ball. Now to Jared Bloom. Bloom picked up there by Stirrup. There's a pass inside. It's going to be deflected into the corner. It goes out of bounds. And it's going to be Dragon basketball. Gretna will play things in. 3:40 to play here in the first quarter. Blue Hawks out on top of the Dragons by the score of 9-6. In boys high school basketball action tonight. Tyler Ortlieb will inbound the ball for Gretna. Here comes Nolan Samuelson into the ballgame now for Gretna, replacing Jared Bloom. Samuelson, 6'1" and a senior. He is lined up right now. He gets it to Spurgeon. Now back to Samuelson, down low. They get it to, well, jump ball is called. Tyler Brungard had it in the lane there. He's going to be tied up. Stirrup got his hands in there for St. Cecilia and tied him up. Jump ball is called. The possession arrow is pointing in favor of the Dragons, so Gretna will play things in. Baseline left side underneath their own basket. Jordan Konsberg into the ball game now for St. Cecilia, replacing Stirrup. So Konsberg is in there for the first time here tonight. The 6'3" junior, now St. Cecilia, going with a smaller lineup here. But 3:31 to play in the first quarter. 9-6, Blue Hawks have the lead. Here's a shot in the lane. It's up and in. Cole Spurgeon. Spurgeon puts it up there one-handed with his right hand. He scores 9-8. Gretna is back within 1 point. Hamburger's got the ball now for St. Cecilia. Dribbling right to left across the top of the key. Gets it back to the deep wing on the right side to Joe Ryan. Bounce pass down to Hamburger. Puts it on the floor. Dribbles out here in the 3 point territory to Ryan. Man-to-man defense here for Gretna. There's Hamburger on the wing on the right side. Dribbles once now to Sealy. Thought about the three. Passed it up. Goes to Ryan. Ryan over here. Left side of the lane. Dribbling with the ball out in 3 point territory. Joe looking. Gets it to Hamburger. They get it inside to Konsberg. Foul called. Nolan Samuelson got around Konsberg trying to deflect the pass, but also picked up the foul for his efforts. First foul on Samuelson. That's going to be team foul number two on Gretna here in the ballgame. Into the contest now for Hastings St. Cecilia is going to be Schwenke. Coming out is going to be Joe Ryan. Non-shooting situation. St. Cecilia will play things in. Hamburger comes out here to Gettert. Comes across the top to Schwenke. Out of Sealy to Schwenke again. Out of Hamburger. Inside to Gettert. Tries to put a move on. He is double-teamed. Getter goes up anyway. Shot's way off of the mark. No good. Rebound comes down to Brungard now for Gretna. As the Dragons run it back the other way, down the far sideline is Shepard. Shepard pulls up at the top of the three-point circle. Now Nolan Samuelson, picked up there by Consbrook of St. Cecilia. Over on the wing on the right side of Tyler Ortlieb. Down in the corner again, St. Cecilia stays with a man-to-man defense. Ortlieb has got it, picked up by Consbrook. And now we've got a timeout called by Gretna. The Dragons having some problems there against the St. Cecilia defense, and Gretna calls the timeout. They want to talk things over. 2 minutes and 20 seconds to play. In the first quarter, we'll take a break with the score St. Cecilia 9, Gretna 8.
Jackson's Car Corner has built a reputation for high-quality hand-picked vehicles. Good, clean, low-mileage cars, vans, and pickups. Stop by today and see them at Jackson's Car Corner, 3rd and Colorado in downtown Hastings, where our customers send their friends.
The team at Klein Insurance has a winning record of service offering home, auto, business, farm, and crop insurance. If you want to score big with service and great rates, stop by 710 South Burlington or call 463-1256 and let the Klein Insurance team win you over.
1230 KHAS.
Mike Will on high school basketball tonight here on 1230 KHAS. Hastings St. Cecilia with a lead over Gretna. 9-8 is the score with 2 minutes and 20 seconds to play here in the first quarter. Gretna calling the timeout, trying to get something going here offensively. They work it inside to Spurgeon, dribbles across the free throw line. Now back outside, looking to penetrate Ortlieb. Ortlieb throws it out here in the corner to a Nolan Samuelson. Down to the elbow, Spurgeon. He puts it up there. His shot is around the rim. Falls off. No good. Rebound, Stirrup. Outlet pass comes to Swinka. Left-handed dribble across the timeline. The Hamburger. The Bow swings it right side. Dalton Seeley traveling. Seeley trying to penetrate in the lane. Was whistled for the traveling violation. First turnover on the Bluehawks here in the ballgame. St. Cecilia has done a great job taking care of the basketball this year. Offensively, they're averaging only 9 turnovers per ball game, and that is very good this early in the basketball season. The Hawks have played only 5 games. 1:45 to play now in the first quarter. Now we got a foul out top. It's going to go on Gretna. Tyler Brungard trying to set a screen out here in three-point territory. Picks up a personal foul. That's going to be his second. So 2 fouls now on the leading scorer for Gretna, Tyler Brungard. He's been averaging 11 points per ball game. Brungard is 6'4" and senior, and he's picked up a couple of quick fouls here in quarter number one. So St. Cecilia will come back the other direction. The Blue Hawks have a one-point lead here in this one. 9-8 is the score. Bo Schwenk has got it. Goes over in the wing on the right side to Ryan. Not a Bo. Top of the circle. Not a Hamburger. Near side for 3. His shot is way off of the mark. Rebound is loose, and enough to foul over there. Ortlieb grabbed it for Gretna. No foul. Was just knocked out of his hands out of bounds. So it's going to be Gretna playing things in here in backcourt with a 1:32 left in the first quarter. 9-8, Blue Hawks have the lead. Tyler Ortlieb has got the ball now for Gretna. He brings things up against Schwenka of St. Cecilia. Here's a Bo Shepard. Shepard down to Nolan Samuelson, top of the circle. They get it to a Jared Bloom. Tries to penetrate there against the big guy, Stirrup, and can't do it. Down to the baseline, Ortlieb. 8 drives. Here's a pass across the lane, and now a foul is going to be called in St. Cecilia. A pass across the lane goes to Nolan Samuelson, and a personal foul is called on the Blue Hawks. It's going to go on Joel Ryan. That's going to be his first. Team foul number 3 on St. Cecilia. Consbrook is in. Stirrup is out. A minute and 11 seconds to play here in the first quarter. Non-shooting situation is going to be Gretna playing things in. Baseline right side and in through basket. They can grab the lead here with a field goal. They lob it out here to a Jared Bloom, picked up by Consbrook, puts it on the floor, dribbles to the free throw line, kicks it out now to Joel Spurgeon. Spurgeon picked up by Ryan of St. Cecilia. There's Ortlieb with the ball. Inside it, Shepard drives it down the left side of the lane, puts it off to the window. It's no good. Rebound comes down to Hamburger. Leads a 3-on-2 break. Hamburger stops at the free throw line. Out to Consbrook. Now to Hamburger. Hamburger brings it back to Schwenka, left side of the lane. Back out to Hamburger, top of the circle. So St. Cecilia had the numbers, and they could not convert on the fast break. Good job by Gretna getting back there defensively. Here's a Gettert, right side of the lane, and a pass across the lane goes to Consbrook, and he's called for the traveling violation. Gettert probably should have went for the shot there, but instead gave it up. Pass came right to left across the lane, and then Consbrook is whistled for the traveling violation. 38 seconds to play here in the first quarter. 9-8, Blue Hawks have a one-point lead. Gretna will inbound the ball here in backcourt. Nolan Samuelson comes back to play things in. Tyler Ortlieb, and Ortlieb will bring things up against Schwenke of St. Cecilia. Ortlieb has got it now. Starts off right, then left. Stops at the elbow, left side of the lane. Gives it to Spurgeon. Spurgeon now to Bo Shepard out here in three-point territory. Picked up by Hamburger. Now to Jared Bloom. Bloom comes across the top again. They get it to Ortlieb as he hangs onto the ball at the wing. Comes out between the circles again to Cole Spurgeon, and now Gretna will go for the final shot here of the first quarter with 14 seconds to play. Dribbling with the ball is Cole Spurgeon behind his screen, drives it, now loses control of the ball. It's picked up by Hamburger. He runs it back the other way for St. Cecilia. Drives, shoots, and misses, and contact made, and the foul is called. Hamburger's going to go to the free throw line here for St. Cecilia. Foul is going to go on Jared Bloom. That's going to be the first one on him. Team foul number four on Gretna here in this first quarter. And going to the free throw line will be Hamburger for St. Cecilia. Still has not shot a free throw so far this year. Averaging 6 points per ball game. His shot is up there, and that one is good. So he buries his first free throw of the season. St. Cecilia is a team hitting only 58% of their foul shots so far this year. They're hitting 51% from the field and 29% from three-point territory. The Blue Hawks increase their lead now to 2 points at 10-8. Here comes the next one by Hamburger. That one is perfect. So Phil hits a pair of free throws. St. Cecilia leading. Here's a shot from backcourt. It's going to be no good, and that's the end of the first quarter of play. One quarter in the books tonight in boys high school basketball action. St. Cecilia on the road, and the Blue Hawks have the lead. St. Cecilia 11, Gretna 8. You're listening to high school basketball on 1230 KHAS.
Relax, it's Rheem. It's South Central Heating and Air Conditioning in Hastings. You can relax with the comfort and quality of Rheem furnaces and other Rheem heating products, the most reliable heating systems you can buy. South Central Heating's complete line of Rheem furnaces provide quiet, efficient operation year after year, saving you money and making your life a little more comfortable. So relax, it's Rheem. Get your Rheem products at South Central Heating and Air Conditioning, 701 West 1st, Hastings. Call 402-462-9190.
You've had an accident. Who do you call? When you need body work, you need to call Sealy Body Shop in Hastings. Sealy offers complete collision repair and restoration. They'll have your baby looking as good as new in no time. Big dent or small ding. See the pros at Sealy Body Shop, 201 East South Street, Hastings.
Where there's a WIT, there's a way. WIT Plumbing does the best plumbing work from new construction, remodeling, repairs, and service to backhoe, trenching, leach fields, and septic tank installation. Call Randy at 463-4664. WIT Plumbing, 1726 North Kansas in Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
Mike Will back at Gretna High School, the Blue Hawks of St. Cecilia. And Gretna here tonight in Boyne's High School basketball. 11-8 is the score. St. Cecilia's got a three-point advantage. Gretna has got the... Well, let's see, it's going to be St. Cecilia getting the ball to begin this second quarter. Dalton Seeley has got it for St. Cecilia. Goes over to Schwenka. Free throw line extended right side. Cross-court pass to Seeley. Forces the ball inside. It's going to be intercepted. Going to be intercepted here by Spurgeon. Third turnover on St. Cecilia. Spurgeon goes outside. Traveling violation is called on Bloom. Spurgeon gave it up. Bloom wasn't really looking for it, I don't think. And a traveling violation is called on him. Second turnover on Gretna here in the ballgame. It's underway in the second quarter. 11-8 is the score. St. Cecilia is... got the advantage, and the Blue Hawks down the ball. Hamburger stays in there for the Blue Hawks. Goes over to Seeley. Back out to Hamburger. Back to Dalton here on the left side. Out in three-point territory to Hamburger. Looks like Gretna's gone to that zone defense that they had some success at in the junior varsity game here tonight. Seeley comes out to Schwenka. Schwenka down to Hamburger, who's on the wing on the right side. The bow at the point. Comes over here left side to Seeley. They just play catch with it around the three-point arc. Schwenka back to Seeley. Fires up a three. Ball is good. Has worked that zone defense, and finally they get it to the open guy. Dalton Seeley just had a little bit of a seam there. He launches up the three-pointer, and he hits it. 8 points now in the ball game for Seeley. St. Cecilia is out to the biggest lead of the contest now at 14-8. Here's Brumgard in the lane. His shot no good. Tap try no good. Rebound comes down to Seeley. So Brumgard is in there playing with a couple of personal fouls now for Gretna, and we are early in the second quarter. Seeley over here to Schwenka. Back out to Dalton. Open again. Three-pointer is put up there. It's too long this time. Sterup tips the ball out, but it's picked up by Ortley for the Gretna Dragons. Down the near sideline to Bo Shepard. Shepard holds on to it to the top of the key. That's Bloom. He drives it against Sterup. Can't put up a shot. He gives it up now to Cole Spurgeon. Spurgeon at the top of the key over to the wing to Ortley. He hangs on to it against the Dalton Seeley of St. Cecilia. Ortley trying to penetrate. Loses control. Picked back up. Now to Cole Spurgeon. Back outside to Shepard. Shot for three is no good. Gennard rips the rebound out of there for St. Cecilia. There's sideline down to Bo Schwenka. Schwenka right-handed dribble comes into the forecourt. Gretna drops back into their zone defense. Schwenka comes over to Hamburger to Bo, top of the key. Hamburger has got it now, hammers it inside to Gettert. He gives the ball up now to Bo Schwenka again. Over in the wing on the right side to Seeley, to Bo, left side to Hamburger, inside to Gettert. Backs up, puts up an off-balance shot in the lane. It's around the rim and down. Paul Gettert now with 4 points in the basketball game. And St. Cecilia is out to an 8-point lead, and Gretna calls a timeout. 5 minutes and 42 seconds to play in quarter number two. We'll take a break with the score. St. Cecilia 16, Gretna 8.
Keep your vehicle in top running condition. Rely on the trained professional mechanics at Halloran Battery and Electric. They'll have your car, truck, or van ready for changing driving conditions. Safe driving starts with a stop at Halloran Battery and Electric. 2001 West 2nd, Hastings.
Harvard State Bank, competitive, progressive, and secure. While Harvard State Bank is locally owned, they still offer the latest technology like free online banking. Go to harvardstatebank.com. Since 1903, Harvard State Bank, equal opportunity lender, member FDIC.
1230 KHAS.
High school basketball here tonight. Day before the moratorium, the mandatory five-day moratorium begins for the high school teams across the state. High school basketball from 1230 KHIS, also available on the World Wide Web tonight at www.hastingslink.com. Internet streaming sponsored by Hastings College. Named the number one best value college in Nebraska by Forbes.com. Pursue your passion at Hastings College. 5 minutes and 42 seconds to play here in the second quarter. St. Cecilia has led a majority of the ball game here tonight. 16-8 is the score now as the Blue Hawks have opened up an 8-point lead here in this one. Dalton Seeley leading the way so far for the Blue Hawks. He's got 8 points. Paul Gettert has got four. Joe Ryan with two. And Phil Hamburger with two. So Gretna calling the timeout to try to get something going offensively. It's been a while since they've scored. Spurgeon has got the ball now to a Jet Deer, who's into the ball game for the first time at the guard position. There's the ball swatted away again, and it's picked up by St. Cecilia. Ball knocked out of the hands of Cole Spurgeon. Blue Hawks have it. That is the third turnover on the Gretna Dragons so far in the ball game. Swicka outside to Seeley. Down to Bow. Left side of the lane. Dribbles to the elbow. Still can't put up a shot. Goes to Joe Ryan. Ryan down to Seeley. Inside to Gettert. Gettert comes to Bow. 4-3. Shot is up there. It's good. Bo Swicka nails the three ball there for St. Cecilia. And the Blue Hawks are out to a double-digit lead. It is 19-8 here in this one. 4:56 to play. In quarter number two, Spurgeon, bounce pass, right side of the lane, run guard. He gives it up now to Jet Deer. They work it about around to the left side to Spurgeon. Spurgeon out of Ortley, picked up man-on-man there by Dalton Seeley of St. Cecilia. Deer goes to Ortley now. Ortley to a Jared Bloom, picked up by the big guy for St. Cecilia. That is Stirrup. Here's Jet Deer for three, shot no good. And a defensive rebound there by St. Cecilia's Dalton Seeley. Seeley gets the ball ahead now to Joe Ryan. Blue Hawks quickly into the forecourt to Swinka. Swinka lobs it inside. Sterup grabs it. His shot is going to be over the iron. No good, and a foul is going to be called. Sterup at point-blank range could not convert. There's the ball goes over the rim. And a foul is going to be called in the rebound. I think it's going to go on to St. Cecilia. That's the case. Gettert picks up the personal foul for the Blue Hawks. That's going to be his first, team foul number four on St. Cecilia. So the Blue Hawks miss a golden opportunity right there to add to their score, as a Stirrup misses a bunny from the left side. 19-8 is the score. The Blue Hawks out on top by 11 points. Here's Gretton in the back with the basketball. Cole Spurgeon dribbling out in three-point territory to Ortlieb. Ortlieb over on the wing and the left side now to Deer. He gets away, drives for the hole. His shot is up there. It's going to be no good. And a foul is going to be called. A charging foul is going to be called on Jet Deer. Deer picks up the personal foul on the charge as he was driving toward the hoop. That's going to be his first foul, team foul number five on Gretna in this first half of play. 19-8 to score. The Blue Hawks out on top. St. Cecilia led at the end of one quarter, 11-8. So St. Cecilia has outscored Gretna here in the second quarter, 8-0. Halfway through this period, and the Blue Hawks have the ball. Schwenke trots it across the 10-second line, goes over to Steely. On the deep wing, right side, behind the screen from Gettert. Now they give the ball to Paul. Hammers it inside to Stirrup. And shot is up there. It's going to be fouled. Nice pass there as Gettert gets it to Stirrup. And he is fouled in the play. Now Zach will go to the free throw line to try to make this a three-point play. Personal foul is going to be whistled on Bloom. That's going to be his second. Team foul number six now on Gretna here in the ball game. And going to the free throw line for St. Cecilia is going to be Zach Stirrup. Stirrup, the big 6'10" junior for the Blue Hawks. 2 points so far in the ball game. 42% foul shooter from the season from the free throw line. And his shot is up there. It is good. St. Cecilia down 3 of 3 from the free throw line tonight. And the Blue Hawks lead by a score of 22-8 in boys high school basketball action here tonight. Spurgeon has got the ball out in 3-point territory. Backs up near the 10-second line. Tries to set something up offensively now for the Dragons. Here's a Bo Shepherd going to crank up a 3-ball. It's up and in. Bo Shepherd's second three-pointer of the ballgame. He's got 6 points. Gretna is still down by 11 here in the ballgame. It's 22-11. With 3:15 to play second quarter, Dalton Seeley around the screen from Stirrup. Bounce pass comes back to Stirrup, and he mishandles the ball and is picked up here by Gretna. Turnover number 4 on the Blue Hawks. Running back the other way is going to be Spurgeon, and contact made and a foul is going to be called on the Blue Hawks. Spurgeon taking it right back the other way, and a foul is going to go on Seeley. That's going to be his first. Team foul number 5 on the Blue Hawks. Non-shooting situation. It's going to be Gretna inbounding the ball, baseline right side, and a new thrown basket. Spurgeon will be the trigger man here for Gretna, looking to play things in. Finally does so. Far side, as Gretna will try to get something cranked up here offensively against this defensive St. Cecilia. A defense that has allowed only 34% shooting all season long. There's a pass deflected out of bounds now by Seeley. Into the ball game now for St. Cecilia is going to be Hamburger. 2:49 to play here in the second quarter. It's 22-11. Here's a Spurgeon with the ball now for the Gretna Dragons. As he dribbles to the far side, now he picks it up. In trouble against Ryan, sends it inside to Brungard, and now we got a foul called. Oh, a traveling violation is called on the Gretna. It's going to be the fourth turnover on the Dragons so far in the ball game, and St. Cecilia will come back the other direction. 22-11, the Blue Hawks have doubled the score on Gretna here in this contest. Hamburger has got it. He hands it away to Joe Ryan, about 35 feet away from the basket. Ryan dribbling with the ball out here as Gretna has gone back to a man-to-man defense. They've played man and zone so far here in this first half. There's a feed inside his turf. He goes for the hole and scores easily. Zach now with 5 points in the ball game, and the Blue Hawks lead by 13. It is 24-11, and 11 seconds to play. Here are the contests from Gretna High School tonight. Bo Shepherd has got the ball at the top of the key. Comes over here on the wing on the right side to a Jared Bloom. He tries to put a move on Stirrup, and Elena's shot is up there and in. Jared Bloom, a nice shot there, put it up there left-handed in the paint. His first field goal in the ball game, 24-13. Hawks leading by 11, and now we got a whistle away from all the action. Here's a foul that's going to go on St. Cecilia. A personal foul is going to go on the Blue Hawks. It's going to go on Gettert underneath the basket. Well, Gettert picks up the personal foul for the Blue Hawks. That's going to be his second. Team foul number 6 on St. Cecilia. Gettert checks out now. And Schwenke is back in there for head coach Kevin Asher and the Hawks. A minute and 49 seconds to play. Here in the first half, St. Cecilia is up by 11 points, 24-13. There's a bounce pass to Brungard right at the top of the three-point circle to Jared Bloom. Bloom comes over here to Cole Spurgeon, down the lane, puts up an off-balance shot around the rim 3 times and down. Spurgeon scores there for Gretna. He's got 4 points in the ball game. It's 24-15. Blue Hawks now leading by 9 points here in the contest. Schwenke has got the ball, and now we got a timeout from head coach Kevin Asher. St. Cecilia wants to call a timeout here. A minute and 19 seconds to play in the second quarter. We'll take a break with the score. St. Cecilia 24, Gretna 15.
Hi, this is Terry Anstein, President, Five Points Bank of Hastings. On behalf of our shareholders, directors, and staff, I would like to thank all of our great customers for helping us become the fastest growing bank in Hastings. I would also like to invite everyone in the Hastings area to stop in and visit with one of our bankers and learn how we can be your bank for the long run. Locally owned, locally managed, Five Points Bank, the better bank. Member FDIC.
1230 KHAS.
High school basketball tonight from Gretna High School. The day before the moratorium begins across the state, so nobody is allowed to practice. Nobody is allowed to play games for the next 5 days. Most of the teams in our area getting back at it again next week with various holiday tournaments from throughout the state. 24-15, St. Cecilia with the advantage. Here's a pass that comes in from Joe Ryan from the top of the key as they try to get it inside the Stirrup. I think Zach is being whistled for a personal foul. That's the case. Second foul in Zach Stirrup as the pass came in from Ryan from the top of the circle. Stirrup shoving up underneath the basket. He picks up his second personal. He comes out now, and coming in is going to be Consburg. A minute and 9 seconds to play. Here in the second quarter, St. Cecilia is out on top by 9 points here at 24-15. But Gretna will play things in backcourt. The Dragons will come back the other direction. These two teams are combined 8-0 so far this season. The Blue Hawks are 5-0. Gretna has won their first 3 games. Now the official is going to confer back here. 1:09 to play in the second quarter. The Blue Hawks out on top of Gretna by a score of 24-15. They got everything straightened out here, and it's going to be Gretna coming back this direction. Safe to say, we'll apply a little bit of pressure back here in backcourt with Strinka. Bring the ball up the floor is going to be Spurgeon. Brings it into the offensive scoring zone. Goes to the left side of the floor. Hands it away to Shepard. He drives it down the right side of the lane. Contact made. Shot is up and in, and he's fouled in the play. He's had the ball off there, and he took it down the right side of the lane. He got the field goal to go down. Dalton Seeley's looking for the personal foul. That's going to be his second. So Shepard with a couple of threes, and now a two-point field goal here for Gretna. They'll go to the free throw line and try to make this a three-point play as the Dragons are back within 7 points here. It is 24-17. The shot for the line is up there. It is no good by Shepard, and the rebound comes down to St. Cecilia. Joe Ryan will give it away to Bo Schwenke. We're under a minute to play now in the second quarter. Schwenke will set things up against his man-to-man defense of Gretna. Here's a pass deflected, but Schwenke picks it back up. Goes over to Seeley on the right side. Schwenke now to a Joe Ryan. St. Cecilia may be playing for the final shot here in the second quarter with a 7-point lead, 24-17. We're down to 33 seconds to play in the second period. As the Hawks is standing with the ball out here in three-point territory. Schwenke comes over here to the near side to Hamburger. Gives it back to Bow. Out near the 10-second line, 19 seconds to play here in the second quarter. Schwenke starts to move now. There's Seeley on the wing. Brings it back out to Bow. 14 left on the game clock here in the second period. Hawks with a 7-point lead. Bow drumming with the ball. Falls out to play. Hawks moving now with 5 seconds to go. There's Seeley with it on the wing. Seeley gets away. His shot is up there good as he drives to the hole and scores. Dalton Seeley gets the field goal to go down for St. Cecilia. Seeley with 10 points here in the first half gets the final shot to go as he was on the left side. Just kind of angled toward the basket. Had a little scoop shot there. It went right down through the hole as the clock expires here in quarter number two. So we are at halftime. Boys High School basketball action here tonight on 1230 KHIS. The score, Hastings St. Cecilia 26, Gretna 17.
No matter where you roam, you're always at home with an RV from Hastings Motor Sales Dykeman's Camper Place. Travel the country, see the sights, and never be without all the amenities of home. Dykeman's has a large selection of XL luxury fifth wheels, Palomino fold-down camping trailers, Coachman fifth wheels, travel trailers, Class A and Class C motorhomes, and their service department is second to none. So go ahead, get away from it all, but don't rough it. Get RVing with Hastings Motor Sales Dykeman's Camper Place, Burlington Avenue and Highway 6 in Hastings.
Bill Hamburger Remodeling in Hastings tips its sports cap to the local and area athletes, teams, and coaches. Have successful and healthy seasons. Bill Hamburger Remodeling does residential and commercial construction, remodeling and additions, concrete work, drywall, siding, roofing, carpentry, painting, and snow removal. Bill Hamburger Remodeling is insured and a member of the Better Business Bureau. Call Bill at 402-469-8551 or 463-0480. Bill Hamburger Remodeling in Hastings always supports Hastings and area athletes.
1230 KHAS.
High school basketball tonight from Gretna High School. Facing St. Cecilia out on top of the Gretna Dragons here tonight at the break. The score is 26-17. Blue Hawks led 11-8 at the end of the first quarter and then scored the first 11 points of the second quarter. They go out on top by a margin of 22-8. Blue Hawks led by 13 points at 24-11 before Gretna made a nice little run there toward the end of the second quarter. They're back into the ballgame. They trail by 9 here at the break. The score is St. Cecilia 26 and Gretna 17. Something happened in the junior varsity game tonight that hasn't happened for a while. Hastings St. Cecilia lost a junior varsity basketball game. Gretna beat St. Cecilia by a score of 57-43 tonight. The St. Cecilia junior varsity team had rattled off over 100 consecutive wins in the junior varsity play, dating back to the last several seasons. But Gretna tonight knocks off Hastings St. Cecilia in junior varsity basketball, 57-43. Hawks led that ball game 14-12 at the end of the first quarter. It was still close at halftime, 22-20. And then Gretna outscored St. Cecilia 17-4 in the third quarter to grab a 39-24 third quarter advantage. And they go on to win in the JV game tonight, 57-43. So a streak that's over 100 games. I think everybody kind of lost count. They were talking 102 or 103 here tonight. St. Cecilia loses a junior varsity basketball game to Gretna as the Dragons beat the Blue Hawks tonight by a score of 57-43. We'll come back and check the shooting numbers here in the ball game as we continue at halftime. Again, our score, Hastings St. Cecilia on top of the Gretna Dragons, 26-17. We'll be back after this.
Playing sports is an important part of high school and college life. When injuries occur, the playing stops. Mary Lanning Memorial Hospital's Sports Medicine Outreach Program knows that getting back in the game is the most important thing. That's why we're available weekday mornings and Saturday mornings for our sports injury clinics. Physical therapists and a certified athletic trainer on hand to help you with your injuries. At Mary Lanning Memorial Hospital, our goal is to get you back in the game safely and as quickly as possible. Free clinics are held in the Medical Services Building on the Mary Lanning campus. Call for more information.
It's the Snowball Sale at Hogan Sporting Goods December 5th through the 24th. Save 20% on the first item purchased, 30% on the second, 40% on the third item, 20% on the fourth item. Ask for details at Hogan Sporting Goods, downtown Hastings, open Monday through Saturday.
Keese Drive-In Drugs and Keese Medical Part Pharmacy always give you the fast, friendly, accurate service you've come to expect. From prescription drugs to over-the-counter medications, trust Keese Drive-In at 5th and Hastings and Keese Medical Part Pharmacy in the Hastings Medical Park.
1230 KHAS.
High school basketball tonight here on 1230 KHAS from Gretna. Hastings St. Cecilia has got the lead over the Gretna Dragons by a score of 26-17. By the way, the Hastings St. Cecilia girls were also scheduled to play tonight against Class A Bellevue East. That ball game was postponed because of the impending weather conditions from throughout the state. They have rescheduled that game, however, for January 19th. That is a Tuesday, so Hastings St. Cecilia Hawkeyes still with a chance to play a Class A opponent in Bellevue East and rescheduled for January 19th on a Tuesday. Scoring here in the first half of play, Dalton Seely is leading the way so far for the Blue Hawks. Seely has knocked down one three-pointer in the basketball game, actually two three-pointers. He's got two two-point field goals. Seely with 10 points here in the first half. Zach Stirrup has got 5 points and a couple of field goals. He is one out of one from the free-throw line. Other scorers, Paul Gettert has got 2 field goals and 4 points. Bo Schwenke has knocked down a tray so far in the ball game for 3. Phil Hamburger, 2 of 2 from the free throw line for 2 points. And Joe Ryan has got a field goal for 2. Things to say, a 3 out of 3 from the free throw line in the first half, and then officially the Blue Hawks with 4 turnovers in the basketball game. Gretna is being led by Bo Shepherd. Shepherd has got 8 points in the ball game. He's got a couple of 3-point field goals. And a two-pointer. He is 0 of 1 from the free throw line. Cole Spurgeon has got 2 field goals and 4 points. Jared Bloom has got a field goal for 2. Tyler Brungard has got a field goal for 2. And Tyler Ortlieb is 1 out of 2 from the free throw line for 1 point. Gretna is 1 out of 3 from the stripe here in the first half. Unofficially, they have 4 turnovers in the basketball game. So again, Hastings St. Cecilia with the advantage here at halftime over Gretna, the score 26-17. We'll take another break and come back. You're listening to high school basketball on 1230 KHS.
Therapy and Sport Rehab of Hastings, located in the Ashton Place at 207 South Burlington, has been providing on-site event coverage and rehabilitation to athletes for 17 years. The experienced and caring staff at PTSR works with all area physicians to provide the best in care for all types of injuries. A Saturday sports clinic is available to athletes from 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. during the fall and winter sports seasons. The people you know and the name you trust since 1992 is Physical Therapy and Sport Rehab of Hastings. Check us out on the web at www.ptsrhastings.com or call for an appointment at 402-462-8824.
1230 KHAS.
High school basketball tonight on 1230 KHAS, also available on the World Wide Web at www.hastingslink.com. Internet streaming is sponsored by Hastings College, named the number one best value college in Nebraska by Forbes.com. Pursue your passion at Hastings College. All right, we sit in the first half. This is the final day of the first half of the regular season, so to speak. The schools will now go into a five-day moratorium beginning tomorrow. Nobody is allowed to practice. Nobody is allowed to conduct games over the next 5 days. And everybody basically gets back to action next week with various holiday tournaments from throughout the state. Hastings St. Cecilia will be involved in the Doan Holiday Tournament for the second straight year. The Blue Hawks will take on Pierce in the opening games on Tuesday. And St. Cecilia will have the 1 and 3 o'clock games on Tuesday. The girls will go at 1 o'clock. The boys will go at the 3 o'clock next Tuesday down at Fairfield House on the Dillon College campus. The other two teams in that tournament are Crete and Elkhorn. The girls' game will be at 5 o'clock with the teams involving Crete and Elkhorn, and then the boys will go at 7. The game times for Wednesday will be at 11 o'clock, 1, 3, and 5 as they move everything up a couple of hours. The girls' consolation game will be at 11. The boys' consolation will be at 1. The girls' championship game will be at 3, and the boys' championship will be at 5 o'clock. That's the Doan Holiday Tournament next week. But Hastings Saints, Isaiah, Pierce, Crete, and Elkhorn all going out there. The Adams Central boys and girls are going to be involved in the Minden Holiday Tournament next week. Adams Central will take on Broken Bow on Tuesday at 1 o'clock. The girls' game will go at 1. The boys will go at 2:45. The other two teams in that tournament are Axtell and Minden. The girls' game will be at 4:30 with Axtell and Minden going out, and then 6:15 for the boys, and they'll play the same schedule, so to speak, the following day with the games moved up 2 hours of the games beginning at 11 o'clock. We'll have coverage of the Doan Holiday Tournament here on 1230 KHIS next Tuesday and Wednesday. We'll have coverage of the Minden Holiday Tournament next Tuesday and Wednesday on ESPN 1550 KICS. The Hastings High boys and girls involved in the GNAC Conference Tournament. The GNAC plays their conference tournament during the holiday break, so to speak, in between Christmas and New Year's, and they'll be playing the holiday tournament this year out in North Platte. That is a three-day affair, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday next week with the Hastings High girls and boys. We're at halftime here. The Blue Hawks of St. Cecilia with a lead over Class B Gretna here tonight. St. Cecilia 26, Gretna 17. We've got the second half coming up. You're listening to High School Basketball.
Experience the warmth, magic, and peace of the Christmas season at Bob Sass Flowers. If it's a unique holiday gift or something more traditional, like wreaths, poinsettias, or seasonal bouquets, say it with flowers from Bob Sass Flowers, 2618 West 2nd Street, Hastings.
If you have problems with insects, rodents, or termites, call Gaspin Pest Control in Hastings. They're locally owned and operated. Gaspin Pest Control is licensed in Nebraska and Kansas and uses only EPA-approved chemical applications. That's Gaspin Pest Control. Call 463-2734.
You're invited to the Plumbing Showroom at Cully Pipe and Steel Supply in Hastings to see the 3,000-square-foot showroom. The Plumbing Showroom includes a full line of kitchen and bath products, featuring products by Moen, Crane, Swanstone, quality kitchen and bath cabinets, Aqualine air pools, and many more plumbing products. If you're building a new home or remodeling, the Plumbing Showroom has the professional people that can help you create the look you want. It's the Plumbing Showroom, 500 West South Street in Hastings, a division of Cully Pipe and Steel Supply Incorporated.
1230 KHAS.
All right, get you set for the second half here tonight. Gretna will play things in off of the far sideline. St. Cecilia led 11-8 at the end of the first quarter. It's now 26-17 as we start the third period. Gretna with the opening possession. Here's a shot from the deep left corner. It's up and in by Shepard again. Bo Shepard with three three-pointers in the ball game. He's got 11 points. 26-20 now as Gretna is back within 6 points here in the ball game. St. Cecilia led at 1 point by 13 toward the end of the second quarter. St. Cecilia, the opening possession here in this third quarter. Hammered inside to Gennert. Gennert gives it up now to Schwenke. Back to the left side of the lane to Ryan. He backs up, throws up a shot. It's no good. Rebound, Sterb. Follow shot. It's up there. It's good, and he's fouled. Zach Sterb gets the offensive board, and the putback there for St. Cecilia is fouled in the play. The bucket will count. That's 6 points now for Sterb. The personal foul is going to be whistled on Jared Bloom. That's going to be his third now. Team foul number one on Gretna here in this third quarter of play. Sturup to the free throw line. His shot is up there. It's good. So a three-point play by Zach Sturup. Zach 2-for-2 now from the free throw line, and the Blue Hawks go back out on top by 9 points. It is 29-20. Tyler Ortley with the ball now for Gretna out here in three-point territory. Goes in a high post to get it to Brungard. He hands it back away, driving for the bucket. It's going to be no good. They have been partially deflected there by Seeley, and the ball is brought out there by Gennard of St. Cecilia. Just in the way here in the second half, 29-20, the score. The Blue Hawks out on top. Here's Dalton Seeley with it out in three-point territory. The bow. Schwenke holding the ball here. Now tries to drive it. Can't do it. Rainbow pass comes out to Seeley. High post to Stirrup. Stirrup gives it away now to a Seeley. Out of Zach again at the free throw line to Bo. Out here on the wing. Three-pointers put up there and in. Bo Schwenke scores. He's got a couple of three-pointers now. 6 points in the ball game, and the Blue Hawks go back out on top by 12 points. It is 32-20. 6.5 minutes to play here in the third. Spurgeon with the ball. Bounce pass down low. Brungard throws up a left-handed shot. It's good. Wanted to bounce out of there, but Tyler Brungard gets the shot there for Gretna. He's got 4 points in the ball game. 32-22. St. Cecilia leading by 10. Ryan, the getter, the Schwenka, down to Stirrup, down low, wheels in the lane. His shot is up there. It's going to be no good. The ball taps to the corner and is picked up by Ryan. Ryan on the low block kicks it out down to Seeley for three. Shot no good. Stirrup had the rebound, lost it. Ryan had the rebound, lost it. Seeley grabs it, sends it down the lane to Stirrup, and he lays it in. Zach Stirrup now with 10 points in the ball game. 34-22. The Blue Hawks again leading by 12 points with 5:45 to play here in the third. Saints say with three shots to the bucket there, and they finally got one to go down. Here's Spurgeon to crank up the tray. His shot is too hard. Rebound to the corner near side. Gretna tries to save it. They can't do it, get to it. Goes out of bounds into the Dragon bench. And Saints say will play things in here in backcourt. Sam Applegate into the ballgame now for the Gretna Dragons. Applegate is a 6'3" and sophomore. He comes into the contest. The Blue Hawks are out to a 12-point lead, 34-22. There's Schwenka with the ball now for St. Cecilia. Jump pass goes inside to Seeley. Down the wing on the left side to Joe Ryan. To Seeley. Down to Bo Schwenka. Shot from 17 won't go. The ball is tapped and is picked up here by Gretna. Bo Shepherd has got the ball for Gretna. Gets it ahead to Spurgeon. Contact made as he drives through the hole, and a foul is going to be called to the Hawks. Joe Ryan picks up a personal foul for St. Cecilia. That's going to be his second. Team foul number one on the Blue Hawks here in the second half. Non-shooting situation. Tyler Ortlieb will inbound the ball here for Gretna. They get it into Spurgeon out of the baseline. His shot over Sterup is going to be no good. Battle for the rebound. It goes out of bounds, and it was last touch there by Gretna. The Dragons a golden opportunity there as they could not convert. Here comes Phil Hamburger back into the ballgame now for St. Cecilia, replacing Joe Ryan. 5 minutes and one tick left here in quarter number three. 34-22, the Hawks trying to win their sixth straight ball game here to begin the season tonight. Gretna is also undefeated. They are 3-0 coming into this one. There's Schwenka, the ball poked away, but Bo picks it back up. Now gets to the Hamburger, down the lane he goes. Nice dish over here to Stirrup. He drives for the hole, shot good. Zach Stirrup scores on the dish from Phil Hamburger. Hamburger gets the assist, and the Blue Hawks now lead by 14 points. It is 36-22, 4:35 to play third quarter. Shepherd in the lane, contact made, shot no good, gets his own rebound, goes back up, and now we have a foul. It's going to be Schwenka picking up the foul. That's going to be his second. Schwenka now with a couple of fouls in the ball game. Team foul number two on the Blue Hawks. Again, Gretna, non-shooting situation. It's going to be Spurgeon playing things in from underneath his own hoop. Gets it to Ortlieb. Bounce pass again to Spurgeon. Nice bounce pass down low to Applegate, and he lays it in. Sam Applegate, just to the right of the basket, scores on the low block. That's his first field goal, 36-24. St. Cecilia leading by a dozen. Here's Seeley with the ball, has his pocket picked. Here's Cole Spurgeon coming back the other way. Spurgeon driving layup, shot good. Spurgeon now is six in the ball game. Just like that, the Dragons close the gap again to 10 points, 36-26. Blue Hawks now with five turnovers in the basketball game. They average nine on the season. There's Seeley with the ball on the right sideline, picked up by Spurgeon. Seeley around the screen, cranks up a shot. It's going to be no good. And the rebound comes down to Brungard now for the Gretna Dragons. Down the near sideline to Cole Spurgeon. Spurgeon down to Ortlieb. Down to Bo Shepherd. Free throw line extended right side, picked up by Hamburger. Bounce pass to Brungard. Goes back to the basket, now turns around and won't put up a shot over Stirrup. He throws it back out into three-point territory to Tyler Ortlieb. Ortlieb dribbling with the ball here against the St. Cecilia man-to-man. Seeley right in his face defensively. Shepherd, Applegate, top of the key now. Left side to Tyler Ortlieb. Top of the circle. It's going to be Spurgeon throwing up a three. It's going to be wild. No good. Rebound comes down to Gettert of St. Cecilia. Out with pass to the near sideline to Hamburger. Hamburger brings her up here for the Blue Hawks, and now head coach Kevin Asher wants to call a timeout. Blue Hawks going to talk things over. 3 minutes and 11 seconds to play in the third quarter. Hastings St. Cecilia 36, Gretna 26.
Stop at Thompson Oil Company, 806 East South Street for complete auto care. Or for your convenience store needs, go to the West 2nd Best Stop at 2nd and Laird. Both locations feature Phillips 66 Super Clean Gasoline in three grades, unleaded, E10 with ethanol, and premium unleaded. Thompson Oil Company, Hastings.
For more than 80 years, Burt's Drug Stores have been serving its customers with its best prescription service, old-fashioned personal service where they call you by your first name. Free delivery 6 days a week in the drive-up window at Burt's Pharmacy. Serving you, Burt's Drug Store, downtown Hastings and Burt's Pharmacy, 14th and Bellevue.
1230 KHAS.
High school basketball tonight here on 1230 KHAS. Hastings from Gretna High School. Hastings St. Cecilia with the lead over the Dragons, 36-26. They're just joining us. The Blue Hawks got out to an 11-8 lead after one quarter. They then scored the first 11 points of the second quarter to take advantage here and go out to a 22-8 lead late in the second period. At halftime, it was 26-17. Gretna's cut the lead down to 6 points here in the third period at 26-20. But the Blue Hawks again have increased that lead to 10 at 36-26. As St. Cecilia will play things in just to the left of the bench here. Schwenka will get it in. Does so to Hamburger. Hammers it inside his stirrup. He's double teamed. Tries to go across the lane to get it, and it's slotted out of his hands out of bounds. So Stirrup got the ball. The double team was on. Stirrup trying to get rid of it to Gettert, and that was deflected out of bounds. Safe to say he plays it in to Stirrup. A shot right in front of the basket is good. Zach Stirrup now with 14 points in the basketball game. St. Cecilia is back out on top by a dozen. 38-26, under 3 minutes to play here in the third quarter. Run guard with the ball now for Gretna. Comes to the near side. Here's a three ball thrown up there. Good. Nothing but twine there. Cole Spurgeon throws up a three. He's got 9 points. 38-29, the Blue Hawks. Leading by 9 points now. Here's Dalton Seeley to Stirrup. Cross court pass comes over here on the near sideline. They work it back around to Seeley. Now back inside to Stirrup. Double team. And he throws it into the St. Cecilia bench. Trying to get it out here to the wing to Schwenka. They threw it into the St. Cecilia bench. Turnover number 6 on the Blue Hawks here in the ballgame. And now Gretna can slice into the lead right here. 38-29, St. Cecilia with the lead. Tyler Ortlieb has got it for Gretna. He comes into the forecourt down the right sideline. Ortlieb bounce pass inside to Shepherd. He's off of the baseline. Good. Bo Shepherd scores. He's now got 13 in the ballgame. It's now a 38-31 ballgame. St. Cecilia leading by 7 points here in this one. Bill Hamburger has got it for the Hawks. Down to Schwenka out here in 3 point territory. Across the top, they get it to Seeley. Seeley holds it. Now to Bo on the wing. Entry pass. They get it to Gettert. He goes up. His shot is up there. It's good. Big bucket there by Paul Gettert. 6 points in the ball game now for Paul Gettert. 40-31. Hawks leading by 9. Tyler Ortlieb has got the ball for Gretna. St. Cecilia is in a man-to-man defense here. Ortlieb on the far sideline. Stops. Comes out in the 3 point territory to Spurgeon. 4-3. Shot is good. Cole Spurgeon hits another three here. He's got 12 points in the ball game. And now Gretna is back within 6 points again. 40-34 with a minute and 31 seconds to play here in the third. St. Cecilia back offensively. Here's Hamburger, now to Seeley. He drives it, spins at the free throw line, and we got contact made, and a foul is going to be called here. It's going to go on Gretna. So foul is going to go on Gretna. It's going to go on Ortlieb. That's going to be his first. Team foul number 3 on the Dragons here in the second half. Non-shooting situation. St. Cecilia will play things in. A minute and 22 seconds to play in the third quarter. It's 40-34. Hawks for the advantage. Ryan has got it. Ryan now to Simon Ostrander, who's into the ball game to get it in the lane. It's shot from 12. Won't go. Rebound comes down to Gretna. Dragons have it. They're down by 6 points here. A minute 10 remaining in the third period. Here's a Ortlieb with the ball. Bounce pass over here to Spurgeon. Another long-range jumper is up there. That one is going to be out for the front iron. No good. Rebound. Brungard. Follow shot. Good. Tyler Brungard scores. He's got 6 points. And is now 40-36. Gretna has done a great job getting back into the basketball game here. 53 seconds to play in the second or third quarter. Hawks have it back on their offensive end. Simon Ostrander looking to penetrate. Can't do it. Stops at the elbow. Goes to Joe Ryan. Ryan holds it on the wing. Now picks up the dribble. He's in trouble. Bounce pass. They get it to Stirrup. Zach holding out of the ball as he scores around to the basket. Hops away back out of the three-point territory. 30 seconds to play here in the third. The Blue Hawks leading by 4 points. 40-36. Bo Schwenka back out near the 10-second line. Looking to penetrate. Takes it to the top of the key. Gives it away now to Joe Ryan. Ryan to Simon Ostrander. 15 seconds to go here in the third. Ostrander down to Schwenka. Now to Simon Ostrander again as he's at the point.
looking to head coach Kevin Asher for some directions here. Here's a Schwenk on the wing on the right side. Entry pass to Gettert. Gets it at the elbow. His shot is up there. It's no good. Rebound comes down to Ortley. The shot from backcourt. No good. That's the end of the third quarter of play. Three quarters in the books here tonight. Boys High School basketball. The score, Hastings St. Cecilia 40, Gretna 36.
Bill Hamburger Remodeling and Hastings tips at Sports Cap to the local and area athletes, teams, and coaches. Have successful and healthy seasons. Bill Hamburger Remodeling does residential and commercial construction, remodeling and additions, concrete work, drywall, siding, roofing, carpentry, painting, and snow removal. Bill Hamburger Remodeling is insured and a member of the Better Business Bureau. Call Bill at 402-469-8551 or 463-0480. Bill Hamburger Remodeling and Hastings always supports Hastings and area athletes.
Whether you're buying or selling, follow the leader, Real Estate Group of Hastings, number one in home sales again. The women and men at Real Estate Group have 175 years of combined experience. Specialties include new construction, residential, commercial, farm, relocations, and expert assistance and guidance for first-time home buyers. The Real Estate Group of Hastings in the Crozier Park Professional Center on East 14th Street. Visit virtual tours and the open house schedule at realestategroupofhastings.com.
1230 KHAS.
They had a 14-point lead with 4 minutes and 30 seconds to play in the third quarter at 36-22. Gretna then goes on a 14-4 run the rest of the quarter, and the Blue Hawks will take a 4-point advantage into the fourth period here. The score is 40-36. One of the main reasons is Cole Spurgeon. Spurgeon now has 12 points in the ball game. He's got 8 points so far in the second half. Bo Shepherd has got 13 points with 5 coming there in the third quarter. So between Spurgeon and Shepherd, they were able to get back into the basketball game here. And St. Cecilia will have the opening possession of the fourth quarter, leading by 4 points. It is 40-36. Here's Schwenke with the ball right at the top of the circle. Man-to-man defense here for Gretna as they ratcheted up the defensive pressure to start off this fourth quarter. Schwenke gets away underneath the basket, goes to Seeley, inside to Gettert. He goes up with a shot. Good. Paul Gettert right in front of the basket scores. He's got 8 points in the ball game. And the Blue Hawks go back on top now by 6, 42-36. 7.5 to play here in the contest. Tyler Ortlieb has got the ball in three-point territory. Goes to Shepherd, deep wing. Bounce pass inside the lane. Spurgeon, double team, triple team. He's got a dribble out of there. Spurgeon takes it to the right side of the floor. Now angles back in. Jump pass near side. Bloom, shot from 17, won't go. It goes out of bounds. And we'll see. The officials will give the ball to the Blue Hawks. The St. Cecilia will come back the other direction. High school basketball tonight on 1230 KHIS. Also on the World Wide Web on www.hastingslink.com. Internet streaming sponsored by Hastings College. Named the number one best value college in Nebraska by Forbes.com. Pursue your passion at Hastings College. 42-36, Blue Hawks with the lead. St. Cecilia works within their offensive end. This is Seeley with the ball, not a Bo Schwenke. Free throw line extended left side. Comes out to Ryan. Ryan down to Seeley. Seeley gives it to Bo Schwenke. Schwenke about 25 feet away from the basket. Man-to-man defense here for Gretna. They get it now in the high post. That's a Gettert with the ball. Gettert now to Schwenke. Comes over here to Joe Ryan. Bounce pass inside. They get it to Stirrup. Double team on the baseline. Comes back far sideline. There's a shot by Schwenke. It's going to be no good. Battle for the loose ball. Gettert tries to save it. Can't do it. Right in the hands of Gretna coming back the other direction. That's a work lead with the ball. Dishes off. Driving, shooting, and scoring is going to be Bloom. And we got a foul call. Bloom gets the field goal to go down. It's going to count. The personal foul is going to be whistled on St. Cecilia. Blocking foul here on the Blue Hawks. They go on Seeley. That's going to be his third. So the bucket by Jared Bloom is going to count there for Gretna. He's now got 4 points in the ball game. It's 42-38. The Blue Hawks with a 4-point advantage. And now Bloom has a chance to slice into the lead right here. This will be his first free throw of the night. His shot is up there and is good. 42-39. The Blue Hawks are now leading by 3 points with 6 minutes and 10 seconds to play here in the fourth quarter. Schwenke has got it. Double team. Top of the key. They get it to Stirrup. Off to Steely. His shot from Tandy. Backs one home. Dalton Seeley now with 12 points in the ballgame. That's his first field goal of the second half. Seeley had 10 in the first two quarters. St. Cecilia back out by 5. It is 44-39. 5:50 to play here in the contest. Tyler Ortley dribbles left to right across the top of the circle. Goes over to the far sideline to Spurgeon. Spurgeon now to Bloom. Goes back to Spurgeon on the right sideline. Sets a screen for him. Comes around the corner. Takes it down the left side of the lane. Throws it down in the corner. A three-pointer is put up there. It's no good by Shepard. And the foul is going to be called. A foul is going to go again on Steely. That's going to be his fourth. But now the Hawks in some trouble here as Dalton Steely has got four personal fouls. He's going to have to check out. Here comes Hamburger into the ball game now for St. Cecilia. And Steely's going to come out. 5 minutes and 32 seconds to play in the ball game. St. Cecilia 44, Gretna 39. The Dragons will inbound the basketball from underneath their own hoop. Spurgeon throws it out here. Bloom chases it down out here in three-point territory. Blue Hawks stay with a man-to-man defense. Bloom dribbling with the ball here against Stirrup. At the top of the circle, gives it away now to Spurgeon. Spurgeon calls for Tyler Ortlieb to come out and grab it. He does. Ortlieb hands it away now to a Cole Spurgeon. Spurgeon in three-point territory to Bloom. Mishandles the ball, but is picked up here by Shepard, rather by Ortlieb. Ortlieb over here picked up by Hamburger of St. Cecilia. Dribbling with the ball back out in three-point territory. Takes it to the opposite side of the floor. He's on the right side now. Bounce pass down low. Grabbing the ball is Shepard. His shot is going to be no good. It goes out of bounds. Nope, it's saved there by St. Cecilia. Stirrup saves it from going out of bounds, and the Blue Hawks come back the other direction with a five-point lead. 44-39, and now we got a palming violation on the Blue Hawks. Schwenke is whistled for the palming violation. That's the seventh turnover on St. Cecilia here in the ball game. 4 minutes and 48 seconds to play, and now Kevin Asher is not happy with one of the officials here in the near sidelines. We have got a timeout now as the Blue Hawks want to talk things over. 4 minutes and 48 seconds to play in the fourth quarter. We'll take a break. The Blue Hawks 44, the Dragons 39.
These are the words every homeowner dreads.
Oh, the furnace is broken.
And these are the words that make everything better.
I'm calling the American Standard guys.
Your local independent American Standard heating and air conditioning dealer can repair any brand you've got. Or better yet, upgrade you to a supremely reliable American Standard comfort system.
All better.
Call Beeman's Appliance Sales and Service, your independent American Standard dealer. Call 462-2311.
1230 KHAS.
Back at Gretna High School tonight for boys high school basketball. Good ball game between St. Cecilia and the Gretna Dragons. 44-39 is the score. St. Cecilia looking to go to 6-0 here tonight. Gretna is 3-0 coming into the basketball game here tonight. Gretna preseason ranked number 8 in the Class B poll by the Lincoln Journal Star. Hastings St. Cecilia was number 2 in Class C1. The Blue Hawks have had their hands full here tonight, although St. Cecilia has had a 14-point lead in the third quarter at 36-22 before the Dragons went on a 14-4 run to close out that third, got within 4 points at 40-36. They have closed the gap to 3 here in the fourth. Right now we're back up to a 5-point advantage at 44-39. 4:39 to play in the fourth and final quarter. As the Gretna's got the ball on their offensive end, Jet Deere is back into the ball game at one of the guard positions. He's got the ball left side, bounce pass down low to Brungard. He tries to return the ball back outside and is mishandled by Deere out of bounds. Brungard posted up left side of the lane, trying to kick it back out to Deere. He mishandles the ball and it goes sailing right through his fingertips out of bounds into the Gretna bench. Turnover number 5 on the Dragons here in this contest. St. Cecilia with a 5-point lead. They got the basketball now. Schwenke out in 3-point territory. Dribbles to the top of the key. Schwenke now to Hamburger. His pass is deflected. It is loose in the lane. It's brought down there by Deere. Turnover number 8 now in St. Cecilia. The Dragons come back the other direction. This is Cole Spurgeon with the ball. Spurgeon will put it on the floor and dribble out here in the 3-point territory. Throws it on the wing on the right side to Bo Shepard. Shepard now to Bloom. He swings it left side. That's Spurgeon with the ball. St. Cecilia in the man-to-man. Here's Deere from the top of the key. Three-pointer is good. That's his first field goal that he has made tonight. And it's now 44-42. St. Cecilia with a 2-point lead. 3 minutes and 44 seconds to play here in this one. Bo Schwenke with the ball out in 3-point territory. He's being hounded by Spurgeon defensively. Here's a pass deflected. It's into the backcourt. It's picked up by Schwenke. Bo has got it for the Blue Hawks. Into the forward court to Hamburger. Hamburger down in the corner. Entry pass. They get it to Stirrup. His shot is up there. It's no good. Rebound Stirrup. Loses the ball. It goes out of bounds. And they give it to Gretna. 3 minutes and 22 seconds to play in the fourth quarter. St. Cecilia is leading by 2 points at 44-42. And now Gretna can pull ahead here with a 3-point field goal. The Dragons will play things in. Jared Bloom will play things in for Gretna. He gets it to Cole Spurgeon. Now the Hastings folks who are right and behind us will come alive here to try to cheer the Blue Hawks on. 44-42, St. Cecilia with a two-point lead. 3:10 remaining in the contest. Spurgeon has got it. Entry pass. They get it inside. Shot up and in. Jared Bloom. Bloom now is 7. And Gretton has come back to tie it up at 44 points apiece with 3 minutes to play here in corner number 4. Schwenke having problems with the dribble, and now the Blue Hawks call a timeout. St. Cecilia will call a timeout. 2:54 to play in regulation. We'll take a break with the score. St. Cecilia 44, Gretna 44.
Experience the warmth, magic, and peace of the Christmas season at Bob Sass Flowers. If it's a unique holiday gift or something more traditional, like wreaths, poinsettias, or seasonal bouquets, say it with flowers from Bob Sass Flowers, 2618 West 2nd Street, Hastings.
If you have problems with insects, rodents, or termites, call Gaspin Pest Control in Hastings. They're locally owned and operated. Gaspin Pest Control is licensed in Nebraska and Kansas and uses only EPA-approved chemical applications. That's Gaspin Pest Control. Call 463-2734.
1230 KHAS.
The Gretna Dragons have battled back from a 14-point second-half deficit against Hastings St. Cecilia. They have come back to tie things up. 3 minutes to play here in the fourth quarter. St. Cecilia calling the timeout as they brought the ball back in their offensive zone. So officially 2:54 remaining on the clock. St. Cecilia 44 and Gretna 44. Dalton Seeley has got 4 personal fouls for St. Cecilia. Nobody else in foul trouble for the Blue Hawks. Nobody with more than 3 personal fouls for Gretna. That is Jared Bloom. So St. Cecilia has really struggled offensively here the past couple of minutes. Seeley will inbound the ball now for the Blue Hawks right in front of the bench. 2:54 remaining. We're tied at 44. Seeley gets it in the stirrup. He hands it back to Seeley. Angles around and now drives it for the hole. His shot is good and he's fouled. Big bucket by Dalton Seeley. Driven right down to Peyton. He scores. The bucket will count as Seeley will go to the free throw line and try to make this a 3-point play. Seeley now with 14 points in the basketball game. Spurgeon picks up the foul for Gretna. That's his first. That's team foul number 4 on the Dragons. Seeley a 52% foul shooter and his shot is up there at him. A 3-point play. And now the Blue Hawks lead by 3 at 47-44. Seeley comes out now. Hamburger comes back in. Evan Asher's got to protect Seeley as long as he can. He's got 4 personal fouls. 2:45 remaining. Here's Cole Spurgeon with the ball. Now for Gretna, who travels with the ball. Long pass to Bloom on the high post. Inside the free throw circle. Picked up by Stirrup. Bloom trying to drive it. Can't do it. Good job there defensively by Stirrup. Out to Shepard now. He's on the hot hand here in this ballgame. He's got 13 points. Shepard gives it up now to Cole Spurgeon. Spurgeon out of Bloom. Bloom comes across the top to Brungard. He's back into the ballgame now. Brungard to Spurgeon. Cranks up the 3 ball. In and out. No good. Rebound comes down to Bloom. He goes up. His shot to be blocked down. It's loose again and it's picked up by Bloom. Keeps it alive here for Gretna. 2:08 to play. The Blue Hawks leading by 3 points, 47-44. Here's Cole Spurgeon. They get it to Tyler Brungard, out in 3-point territory, not at Deer. Bounce pass goes on the low block, left side to Shepard, kicks it back out to Deer. Picked up there by Schwenke defensively. The Hawks stay with a man-to-man. There's Bloom, free throw line extended right side, back out to Spurgeon, 1:45 to play. Here in the fourth quarter, it's 47-44, St. Cecilia with the lead. Driving toward the hole is Spurgeon, off-balance shot in the lane, no good. Rebound comes down to Stirrup, he lost the ball, and it's picked up here by Hamburger. Hamburger gets it away down to Bo Schwenke. Blue Hawks have the ball in a 3-point lead, and we've got a timeout, St. Cecilia. So two or three offensive boards there for Gretna, and they could not convert on the offensive end. Finally, St. Cecilia rips it out of there with Zach Stirrup. And finally, the Blue Hawks get it into the offensive zone, and they get a timeout here. 92 seconds left in the fourth quarter. We'll take a break with the score, St. Cecilia 47, Gretna 44.
Stop at Thompson Oil Company, 806 East South Street for complete auto care. Or for your convenience store needs, go to the West 2nd Best Stop at 2nd and Laird. Both locations feature Phillips 66 Super Clean Gasoline in 3 grades, unleaded, E10 with ethanol, and premium unleaded. Thompson Oil Company, Hastings.
For more than 80 years, Burt's Drugstores have been serving its customers with its best prescription service. Old-fashioned personal service where they call you by your first name. Free delivery 6 days a week in the drive-up window at Burt's Pharmacy. Serving you, Burt's Drugstore, downtown Hastings and Burt's Pharmacy, 14th and Bellevue.
1230 KHAS.
Hastings St. Cecilia trying to hang on the road here tonight. The Blue Hawks 47, Gretna 44 in boys high school basketball. St. Cecilia will next play in the Doan Holiday Tournament coming up next Tuesday and Wednesday. First round opponent for the Blue Hawks next week will be Pierce. That is the team who beat St. Cecilia last year. That was their only defeat of the entire season. St. Cecilia went on to win the state championship a year ago, so Pierce, the team that beat him last year, they'll be matched up in the opening round of the Doan Holiday Tournament coming up Tuesday in Crete. We'll have those games for you here on 1230 KHIS. So now we got a foul in backcourt. Schwenka is trying to bring the ball up here for the Blue Hawks, and he's immediately fouled in the play by Cole Spurgeon of Gretna. That is the second foul on Spurgeon. Saint Cecilia will play things in. A minute and 28 seconds to play here in regulation, 47-44. Blue Hawks leading by three. And now Seeley will inbound the ball for the Blue Hawks. He gets it to Schwenka again here in backcourt. Uses a Gettard screen, trying to shake his defender. Schwenka finally brings it across the midcourt stripe there. As he gets it to Gettard, he is double-teamed. Jump pass goes to Schwenka. They spread the floor now. Blue Hawks with a three-point advantage. They're not going to be in any hurry here to throw up a shot. Dalton Seeley out in three-point territory is hanging on to the basketball. Now to Gettard. Gettard goes to Stirrup. Back outside again near the 10-second line. That goes to Dalton Seeley. Now to Joe Ryan. And now we get a foul called here on Gretna. A foul is going to go on the Dragons. That's going to be on Spurgeon again. That's going to be his third. That is only the 16th foul on Gretna. So the next foul on the Dragons will send St. Cecilia to the free throw line. Meanwhile, the Blue Hawks have only four team fouls here in the second half. 47-44, St. Cecilia with a three-point lead. Inbounds pass is deflected right back out of bounds by Ortlieb of Gretna. So Seeley will try things again right in front of us at the scorer's table here on the near side. They get it to Gettert here in backcourt. And now they get it to Schwenka, and he's mauled on the play by three Dragons. The guilty party is going to be Bo Shepherd. That's going to be his first. This will be a one-and-one situation now for the Blue Hawks as Schwenka will go to the free throw line. Both so far with a couple of three-pointers in the ballgame, 6 points. He is 2 out of 2 from the free-throw line this season. As Schwenka will go to the line now with 55 seconds to play here in this one, 47-44. Blue Hawks leading by 3 points. As Schwenka is sent to the line, his shot is in the air. That one is going to be no good, and the rebound comes down to Brungard. So Schwenka misses the free-throw, and now with 50 seconds to play, Gretna has got the ball, trailing by 3 points here in the contest. Ortlieb pass on the right sideline is intercepted and then lost out of bounds. Schwenka had the ball. He was heading for the goal at the other end and lost it out of bounds. So Gretna gets new life here. The Dragons will play things in their offensive zone. Ortlieb has got it now. We're down to 40 seconds to play in regulation, 47-44. Blue Hawks leading by 3 points. Ortlieb works out top against Schwenka. Starts off left, then right, hands it away to Spurgeon. Spurgeon down in the corner. Bloom for three. Shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Rebound. Brungard is fouling the play by Gettert. Brungard got the board. Gettert picks up the personal foul for St. Cecilia. That's going to be the third foul on Paul. That's only team foul number 5 on St. Cecilia. So it's going to be Gretna inbounding the ball. Baseline right side underneath their own basket. Deer comes in. Ortlieb checks out for the Dragons. 26.1 seconds to play now. In the fourth quarter, 47-44, St. Cecilia leading by three. Cole Spurgeon will inbound. They get it to Deer from the corner for three. Shot is up there. It is no good. Donald for the rebound. Gettert grabs it. And he's going to be fouled in backcourt. Gettert on the weak side grabs the ball there for St. Cecilia. And he is fouled in the play. And now Paul Gettert will go to the free throw line here for the Hawks. Spurgeon picks up the foul. That's going to be his third. 47-44. We were tied at 44, and then Seeley gets the field goal and the free throw back there with about 2:50 remaining. No one has scored since then. And now Paul Gettert goes to the free throw line for the Blue Hawks with 20 seconds to play. Gettert's shot is up there, and that one is good. Gettert now with 9 points in the basketball game. Gettert a 50% foul shooter in the season. He's at one free throw here. I give St. Cecilia a 4-point lead. Next one is up there. That's banks one home. Paul Gettert banks home a free throw. And it is now a 49-44 ball game. Here's Spurgeon back with the ball, and now we got a foul called. Somebody went to the seat of his pants. That was Brungard, and the foul is going to go on Seeley. He's just fouled out of the ball game. Seeley runs over his screen that Brungard was setting out there in 3-point territory. And now Dalton will foul out of the ball game with 17 seconds remaining. He leads with 14 points. 10 of those came in the first half. Scored only 4 cents halftime, but three of those came on that big play back there with under 3 minutes to go to give St. Cecilia the three-point advantage. We have got a... Well, let's see here. We have a timeout or don't we? No timeout here. And now Gretna does want to call a timeout. All right, so Gretna wants to call a timeout now. With 17.6 seconds to play, we'll take a break. The Blue Hawks 49, Gretna 44. High school basketball action here tonight on 1230 KHIS. 17.6 seconds to play here in this one. 49-44, the Blue Hawks out on top of Gretna here tonight. So a three-point play by Dalton Seeley. A couple of free throws from Paul Gennert. And the Blue Hawks are now out to a five-point advantage again at 49-44. Gretna will inbound the basketball here on the near sideline. Tyler Ortlieb will inbound the ball here for the Dragons. Looking... Now he gets it into Spurgeon. Spurgeon out in three-point territory. Now to Bloom for a three. A shot good. He buries that one. A three-point play. Jared Bloom, he's now got 10 points, and now we've got a timeout. Gretna, 11.3 seconds to play in regulation. We'll take a break. St. Cecilia, 49. Gretna, 47.
Jackson's Car Corner has built a reputation for high-quality hand-picked vehicles. Good, clean, low-mileage cars, vans, and pickups. Stop by today and see them at Jackson's Car Corner, 3rd and Colorado in downtown Hastings, where our customers send their friends.
The team at Klein Insurance has a winning record of service offering home, auto, business, farm, and crop insurance. If you want to score big with service and great rates, stop by 710 South Burlington or call 463-1256 and let the Klein Insurance team win you over.
1230 KHAS.
All right, 11.3 seconds to play in regulation. It's 49-47. Hastings St. Cecilia leading by 2 points here in the ballgame. So now Jared Bloom has got 10 points. Cole Spurgeon has got 12. Bo Shepard, 13 for Gretna. Dalton Seeley has fouled out with 17 seconds to play. He's got 14 points here in the ballgame. Zach Stirrup has also got 14. But now the Blue Hawks with 11.3 seconds to play will have to come the length of the floor here. A big three-pointer by Jared Bloom has given Gretna some life here. Late in this fourth quarter, St. Cecilia will inbound in backcourt. Swinka look to play things in. Everybody down here in this zone. Swinka gets things in to Gennert, and Gennert is going to be fouled again. So Paul Gennert, who had a couple of free throws back there with 20 seconds to play, will try to ice the ball game now for St. Cecilia. He will go to the free throw line here. So I'm a one-and-one situation. That's the ninth team foul in Gretna. The foul goes on Nolan Samuelson. That's going to be his second. So Gennert now goes to the free throw line with 9.7 seconds to play. And the score is 49-47. Blue Hawks. Gennert hit two just a few seconds ago. He's a 50% foul shooter. This one's going to be no good. And the rebound comes down to Gretna. Bloom with a rebound. Gets it away down to Spurgeon. He drives it down the lane, goes for the basket, shot good. Spurgeon scores, and that's going to be overtime now for St. Cecilia and Gretna. Spurgeon gets the field goal after Gennert misses the free throw for the Blue Hawks with 9.7 seconds to play. And we are headed to overtime here tonight in boys high school basketball. The score at the end of regulation, St. Cecilia 49, Gretna 49. You're listening to high school basketball on 1230 KHAS.
Relax, it's Rheem. It's South Central Heating and Air Conditioning in Hastings. You can relax with the comfort and quality of Rheem furnaces and other Rheem heating products, the most reliable heating systems you can buy. South Central Heating's complete line of Rheem furnaces provide quiet, efficient operation year after year, saving you money and making your life a little more comfortable. So relax, it's Rheem. Get your Rheem products at South Central Heating and Air Conditioning, 701 West 1st, Hastings. Call 402-462-9190.
You've had an accident. Who do you call? When you need body work, you need to call Seeley Body Shop in Hastings. Seeley offers complete collision repair and restoration. They'll have your baby looking as good as new in no time. Big dent or small ding. See the pros at Seeley Body Shop, 201 East South Street, Hastings.
Where there's a Witt, there's a way. Witt Plumbing does the best plumbing work, from new construction, remodeling, repairs, and service to backhoe, trenching, leach fields, and septic tank installation. Call Randy at 463-4664. Witt Plumbing, 1726 North Kansas in Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
All right, everything we expected here tonight and more. We go into the overtime session now. It's going to be a four-minute overtime. Gretna has battled back from a 14-point second-half deficit. And they have now tied things up here with St. Cecilia, 49 points apiece. All Gettard missing a free throw there with 9 seconds to play. Rebounded by Gretna, and then Cole Spurgeon comes down and gets a driving layup in the lane as time expires. And we head to the overtime session now, tied up at 49 points apiece. St. Cecilia controls the tip. Hawks will go right to work with Stirrup inside. His shot's going to be up there. It's no good. Battle for the rebound. It goes out of bounds, and a foul is going to be called. A foul is going to go on St. Cecilia down here underneath the basket. Blue Hawks not getting the calls here in the second half. Joe Ryan picks up the foul. That's going to be his third. Now, remember, St. Cecilia will be operating here without Dalton Seeley. Seeley has been supplying 3 assists, a couple of steals per ball game. He's got the offensive fire punch, averaging 10 points per game. Was fouled out with 17 seconds to play. So Hamburger is in there in his place. Shepherd to the free throw line. His shot is good. Shepherd hits the free throw. He's now got 14 points in the basketball game. Neither team has shot a whole lot of free throws so far in this basketball game. Shepherd will have one more. Now Gretna has got the lead. Next one is up there. It's good. So it's 51-49. Gretna with a 2-point lead here in overtime in boys high school basketball here tonight. Bo Schwenke has got it for the Blue Hawks. Gretna is in a man-to-man defense. Schwenke looking to penetrate. Does not use a screen that was set up there by Gettert. Goes to Ryan over on the wing, down the left side to Hamburger. Hamburger looking down to Schwenke, right at the free throw line. He won't put up. Both backs out into 3-point territory. Man-to-man defense as well for Gretna. Here's Hamburger with the ball. Lobs it inside down to Stirrup. Zach holds it. Comes out to Gettert. Gettert now swings it left side to Bo Schwenke. Entry pass again to get it to Stirrup. Kicks it back out right side to Joe Ryan. We're down to 3 minutes and 10 seconds to play here in overtime. St. Cecilia is down by 2, 51-49. Stirrup with his back to the basket, backs up, wheels, and now a foul is called. Stirrup posted up left side of the lane. They got him the ball. He was backing up, and a foul is going to be called. Sliding around his left side was Tyler Ortlib, who was trying to knock the ball loose and got the personal foul instead. So now Zach Stirrup goes to the free throw line. He is 2-of-2 so far tonight. 42% foul shooter in the season. Stirrup puts it up there. The shot is no good. That's the 10th team foul in Gretna here in the second half. So all the free throws for St. Cecilia will be two-shot variety. The Blue Hawks have 7 fouls on the other end. Next shot is up there, in and out, back in again. Zach Stirrup hits 1 out of 2 from the free throw line. And now Gretna has got a 1-point lead, 51-50, with 2 minutes and 55 seconds to play in the overtime session. Ortlieb has got the ball for Gretna. Bounce pass, high post to Bloom. Hands it back away to Ortlieb. Back inside to Bloom. Puts it up the right hand. It's not good. Jared Bloom now with 12 points in the ball game, and now Gretna has got a 53-50 advantage here with 2 minutes and 38 seconds to play in overtime. Blue Hawks back in their offensive end. Joe Ryan sends it right side of the lane. Stirrup has got it. Dribbles once. Comes out the bow at the top of the circle. Schwenke comes over here on the right side to Joe Ryan. Ryan down to Hamburger to Stirrup. Far sideline to get it over there to Bo Schwenke. Schwenke comes out now to Hamburger. Hamburger over on the right side now to Ryan. Bounce pass back inside to Stirrup. Puts it up the left-handed shot. No good. Rebound comes down to Spurgeon. Cole Spurgeon has got the ball for Gretna. The Dragons have a 3-point lead, 53-50. 2 minutes and 5 seconds to play in overtime. Here's Tyler Ortlieb with the ball for Gretna. Works out top against Hamburger. Comes over in the wing to a Jared Bloom. Bloom down to Bo Shepherd. Shepherd holds it here. Ryan right in his face defensively as St. Cecilia stays in the man-to-man. Shepherd comes out into three-point territory on the dribble. Goes to the far sideline to Spurgeon. Picked up by Schwenke. Now to Jared Bloom. Bloom being hacked out here by Stirrup. Bloom brings it on the dribble to the near side and hands it away to Shepherd right in front of the Dragon bench. A minute 35 to play in overtime. It's 53-50. Hawks are down by 3. Jared Bloom on the dribble. Takes it to the right side of the floor. Puts on the brakes. And now hands it away to Bo Shepherd, or rather to Spurgeon, and he's fouled in the play. Spurgeon is fouled in the play there by St. Cecilia. So Gretna was very successful running some time off of the clock there. Schwenke picks up the foul. That's going to be his third. Team foul number 8 on the Blue Hawks. And going to the free throw line will be Cole Spurgeon for Gretna. He has not shot a free throw so far tonight. He has got 14 points in the basketball game. It lets it fly. Shot is up there. That's going to be no good. And an offensive rebound comes down to Spurgeon. Keeps it alive. That was a big rebound there by Cole Spurgeon. He misses the free throw, and he gets his own ball back. Here's Jared Bloom now to Spurgeon. He gives it up to a Bloom here on the near sideline. Double team. Gets it to Spurgeon. Lofts it back to the near side to Jared Bloom. Approaching the one-minute mark in overtime, and a foul is going to be called out top on Swinka. Bloom picks up his fourth. That's going to send Gretna back to the free throw line. So a missed free throw and an offensive board. And Gretna has been able to run off some time here in overtime. It's 53-50. Blue Hawks have a three-point deficit to make up. And now Kevin Asher calls a timeout. St. Cecilia will call the timeout. 1 minute and 5 seconds to play in overtime. It's Gretna 53, St. Cecilia 50.
Keep your vehicle in top running condition. Rely on the trained professional mechanics at Halloran Battery and Electric. They'll have your car, truck, or van ready for changing driving conditions. Safe driving starts with a stop at Halloran Battery and Electric. 2001 West 2nd, Hastings.
Harvard State Bank, competitive, progressive, and secure. While Harvard State Bank is locally owned, they still offer the latest technology like free online banking. Go to harvardstatebank.com. Since 1903, Harvard State Bank, equal opportunity lender, member FDIC.
1230 KHAS.
High 53-50. No one has scored since about the 238 mark of the overtime session. A missed free throw there by Gretna, but a big offensive rebound by Spurgeon. They were able to run some more time off of the clock, and now Jared Bloom go to the free throw line here for Gretna. He's got 12 points in the ball game, 1 out of 1 from the free throw line. Eyes the bucket, shot is up there. Good. 54-50, the Blue Hawks now down by 4 points. A two-possession ball game. Jared Bloom now with 13 points in the basketball game. They'll go back to the stripe here. Toes the mark, shot is up there. That one is in and out. No good. Rebound Stirrup. So St. Cecilia is down by 4 points now, 54-50. 1 minute to play here in the overtime session from Gretna. Here's Schwenke, 4-3. Shot from the top of the circle is going to be no good. Got him for the rebound. Schwenke tries to save it. Does he? Yes, he does. Nice play there by Schwenke. Misses the three, chases after the rebound, and then knocks it out for the leg of Jared Bloom down there on the baseline. So St. Cecilia will play things in. Baseline right side underneath their own basket with 52.3 seconds to play. St. Cecilia trailing by 4 points, 54-50. Jenner with the ball in 3-point territory. Dribbles out here, gets it now to Joe Ryan. Ryan dribbles once, looking for Stirrup. Now to get him the ball. Zach right side of the lane, tries to shovel it off to Jenner. His shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Down for the rebound. It's loose and a foul is called. Jenner misses from point blank range there for St. Cecilia. And a foul is going to be called on the Hawks. It's going to go on Paul. That's going to be his fourth. So Paul Gettard now with 4 fouls for the Blue Hawks. And we're going to walk to the other end of the floor now for some free throws. Gretna making their easy shots here from the free throw line and from right around the basket. St. Cecilia is missing a ton here in the fourth quarter and the overtime session. Bloom back to the free throw line, 2 out of 3 from the stripe tonight. He's got 13 points. Shot is up there. That one is good. Perfect. They'll get one more. And now it's 55-50 with 36 seconds to play in overtime. St. Cecilia looking for their sixth straight win to begin the season tonight, but that looks in serious jeopardy right now. Second shot is up there. It is good. 56-50. The Hawks have scored only 1 point here in the overtime session. They've been outscored 7-1. There's a pass to the wing on the left side. Can be tipped and intercepted. Shepherd has got the ball, and a foul is called. Still traveling. Shepherd trying to get a break going there. They had a 2-on-1 break coming back the other way. Shepard and Ortley for Gretna. A traveling violation is called on the Dragons. As only the sixth turnover on Gretna in the ballgame. 56-50, two-possession ballgame here. St. Cecilia needs a couple of threes. We're down to 26 seconds to play in the overtime session. Here's Schwenke with the ball, moves it to the right side of the floor, gets it out to Gettert. Gettert now to Schwenke again, left side of the floor, over to Hamburger. Hamburger holds it, out to Bow. 15 seconds to go. Schwenke for three, shot is up there, it's going to be no good. Bound for the rebound, jump ball is called. A jump ball is called with the Gettert. Being tied up in the play there. Out of the air the other way was Cole Spurgeon of Gretna. The possession arrow is pointing in favor of Gretna, so the Dragons will play things in with 10.5 seconds remaining here in overtime. Gretna will look to inbound. St. Cecilia is applying pressure back here. Spurgeon, his pass, nearly intercepted. Ortlieb grabs it, comes into the forecourt. 3 seconds, 2 seconds, 1 second. This one is over. Gretna has beaten St. Cecilia. Gretna picks up a big win here tonight over the Class C1 defending state champs. An early season matchup between a couple of very good basketball teams. We go to overtime, and Gretna outscores St. Cecilia in the overtime session 7-1. And Gretna gets out of here with a 6-point win here tonight in boys high school basketball. Final score, Gretna 56, St. Cecilia 50. We'll be back to recap this one for you after this.
Hi, this is Terry Anstein, President, Five Points Bank of Hastings. On behalf of our shareholders, directors, and staff, I would like to thank all of our great customers for helping us become the fastest growing bank in Hastings. I would also like to invite everyone in the Hastings area to stop in and visit with one of our bankers and learn how we can be your bank for the long run. Locally owned, locally managed, Five Points Bank, the better bank. Member FDIC.
No matter where you roam, you're always at home with an RV from Hastings Motor Sales Dykeman's Camper Place. Travel the country, see the sights, and never be without all the amenities of home. Dykeman's has a large selection of XL luxury fifth wheels, Palomino fold-down camping trailers, Coachman fifth wheels, travel trailers, Class A and Class C motorhomes, and their service department is second to none. So go ahead, get away from it all, but don't rough it. Get RVing with Hastings Motor Sales Dykeman's Camper Place, Burlington Avenue and Highway 6 in Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
Mike Will back at Gretna High School. Gretna has knocked off Hastings St. Cecilia tonight in boys high school basketball. Final score of 56-50. So the Hawks will enter the Christmas break 5-1. Gretna will go to 4 wins and no losses. St. Cecilia led 11-8 at the end of the first quarter. They then score 11 straight points to begin the second quarter to take command of the ballgame at 22-8. It was 26-17 at halftime. The Blue Hawks increased that lead to 14 points in the third quarter at 36-22. Gretna then closes the third quarter on a 14-4 run. It was 40-36 going into the fourth and final quarter. Finally, Gretna comes back to tie things up at 44 points apiece with 3 minutes to play in the fourth quarter. Dalton Seeley gets a field goal and a free throw, a three-point play that gives St. Cecilia a 47-44 advantage. Blue Hawks in getting a couple of free throws from Paul Gettert with 20 seconds to play. St. Cecilia had a 49-44 advantage. Jared Bloom comes down and nails a three-point play for the Gretna Dragons to make it 49-47 with 11 seconds to play. Paul Gettert was then fouled for St. Cecilia. He misses the free throw. It was rebounded by Gretna, and Cole Spurgeon gets a driving layup at the buzzer at the end of regulation. And to tie things up at 49 points apiece, we go into the overtime session, and St. Cecilia was outscored 7-1 in overtime, and Gretna wins it tonight by a score of 56-50. Gretna getting 15 points tonight from Jared Bloom, 15 points from Bo Shepherd, and 14 from Cole Spurgeon, 6 points for Tyler Brungard, 3 points from Jet Durr, 2 points for Sam Applegate, and 1 for Tyler Ortlieb. Gretna unofficially 6 turnovers in the basketball game. They were 7 out of 10 from the free throw line. St. Cecilia ended up shooting 8 out of 10 from the stripe tonight. Dalton Seeley comes up with 14 points. Zach Sterp was actually the leading scorer. Zach had 15. Dalton Seeley had 14. Paul Gettert had 10 points. Bo Schwenke had 6. 2 for Phil Hamburger and 2 for Joe Ryan. Again, the Blue Hawks dropped this one here tonight to the Gretna Dragons by the score of 56-50. The Blue Hawks now 5-1 on the season. Gretna improves to 4 wins and no losses. Now stay tuned for the player of the game and the coach's postgame show as high school basketball continues on 1230 KHAS.
Play-by-play has been brought to you by the KHAS Sports Boosters. Local business, supporting local youth and local athletics. Stay tuned because the postgame shows are up next on Hastings Link to local high school sports, 1230 AM KHAS Radio.
Jackson's Car Corner has built a reputation for high-quality hand-picked vehicles, good, clean, low-mileage cars, vans, and pickups. Stop by today and see them at Jackson's Car Corner, 3rd and Colorado in downtown Hastings, where our customers send their friends.
The team at Klein Insurance has a winning record of service offering home, auto, business, farm, and crop insurance. If you want to score big with service and great rates, stop by 710 South Burlington or call 463-1256 and let the Klein Insurance team win you over.
This is the Player of the Game, brought to you by South Central Heating and Air Conditioning, 701 West 1st Street in Hastings.
Well, back at Gretna High School again, the Dragons knock off Hastings St. Cecilia tonight in boys high school basketball. Final score of 56-50. This is the Player of the Game on 1230 KHIS. Zach Stirrup led the way tonight for the Blue Oxen, scoring. He had 15 points in the basketball game. Dalton Seeley had 14, but he found out with 17 seconds to play in the fourth quarter. I think the Blue Hawks really missed his leadership there in the overtime session. Paul Gettert also finishing in double figures tonight with 10 points. All candidates for our Player of the Game. We'll go back and name our winner right after this.
Relax, it's Rheem. It's South Central Heating and Air Conditioning in Hastings. You can relax with the comfort and quality of Rheem furnaces and other Rheem heating products, the most reliable heating systems you can buy. South Central Heating's complete line of Rheem furnaces provide quiet, efficient operation year after year, saving you money and making your life a little more comfortable. So relax, it's Rheem. Get your Rheem products at South Central Heating and Air Conditioning, 701 West 1st, Hastings. Call 402-462-9190.
Our Player of the Game tonight for Hastings St. Cecilia will be the leading scorer in the basketball game. That was Zach Stirrup, as he scores 15 points here in the contest. Ties for game-high honors, as Stirrup came up with 6 field goals in the ball game here tonight. And also was 3 out of 4 from the free throw line. Stirrup had 5 points in the first half, came back with 10 more in the second half, so he finishes with 15 here tonight. The Blue Hawks on the losing end of things, though, to Gretna, losing by the score of 56-50. Zach Stirrup will be our Player of the Game tonight for Hastings St. Cecilia. Stick around. The coach's postgame show is up next. You're listening to High School Basketball.
The Player of the Game has been brought to you by South Central Heating and Air Conditioning, your local Rheem dealer at 701 West 1st Street. Give them a call at 462-9190. Stay tuned, because the coach's postgame show is coming up next on Hastings Link to local high school sports, 1230 AM, KHAS Radio.
Experience the warmth, magic, and peace of the Christmas season at Bob Sass Flowers. If it's a unique holiday gift or something more traditional, like wreaths, poinsettias, or seasonal bouquets, say it with flowers from Bob Sass Flowers, 2618 West 2nd Street, Hastings.
It's the Snowball Sale at Hogan Sporting Goods, December 5th through the 24th. Save 20% on the first item purchased, 30% on the second, 40% on the third item, 20% on the fourth item. Ask for details at Hogan Sporting Goods, downtown Hastings, open Monday through Saturday.
Our post-game coverage continues with Nothing But Net, brought to you by Cully Pipe and Steel Supply of Hastings.
Dragons knock off Hastings St. Cecilia tonight in boys high school basketball. Final score of 56-50. As Kevin Asher joins us on the postgame show, and which obviously a disappointing loss here tonight, especially when you look back and we had a 14-point lead with what, 3-4 minutes to play in the third quarter.
Yeah, we Gretna came out a little harder, you know, at a couple of those occasions, and we had a couple bad shots, a couple missed opportunities, you know, a lot of little things in a game add up, and Gretna's a good basketball team, but, you got to finish down the stretch.
Talk about the final stages of the ball game. Gretna finally came back to tie things up at 44 points apiece with about 3 minutes to play, and then we missed some free throws down the stretch, and we basically opened the door for Gretna to hit the tying shot there at the end.
Yeah, you're right. In those situations, our kids knew that they were coming out hard with fouls and so forth, and when they got it to the one-on-one, you got to step up and hit those. I'm sure our kids don't want to miss them, obviously, and to this point, we haven't been a good free throw shooting team, and sometimes those are things that are easy. You look like you're doing something right, and then all of a sudden the next week you're doing something wrong. It's a confidence thing. You just got to do a great job of going back to work and working on them.
Overtime session, you get outscored 7-1. We were playing without Steely, who fouled out of the ball game with 17 seconds to play. How much of an impact did that have on the team and the old team?
A real big impact. You got to have a senior leader out there, and those seniors did a nice job that were on the floor. But you got a kid that can make plays, and he can make plays out of nothing. And he I thought he had a really tough call on an over the back call just on a But that's when what happens when you go on the road. So, you know, him not being in there, you know, who knows how that changes the game, but we would like to have him.
It just seemed like we couldn't get into the offense at that point of the overtime.
Right, and he can beat his man most of the time at that point, or, you know, he's good enough to drive and create something for somebody else. And we didn't go very deep in the bench, and I think our other guys were, not moving as well as they should have been on the offensive end and not screening as well. So we'll look at the film and see where we made some mistakes.
2.5 quarters, like we said, they had a 14-point lead with about 4 minutes to play in the third quarter. Did some good things for the first 2.5 quarters.
Yeah, we did. We attacked inside, and we did a nice job there. We shot the open three ball when we had it. And then we just had a little lapse spell in there where we missed a couple shots. I think we only scored, 9 points in the fourth quarter. And, some of those opportunities were just when it comes down to a possession ball game, you know, you just got to make sure you get half a trip at least in a free throw. And a lot of those were one-on-ones.
I think we were in a stretch there in the fourth quarter too, where we had two or three opportunities and we turned the ball over or had some fouls down there, and we just could not get to, like you said, get into the flow of the offense at all.
Yeah, and, you know, maybe that comes down to this team being a little bit the experience factor that we talked about in the preseason. This team hasn't had to close out a game as being on the floor, and I've got all the confidence in the world in these kids. And, a couple little things here and there, the details of the game that maybe we got away with in some certain games here and there, you know, really come in to haunt you down the stretch. And this will be a great learning experience for our kids. I mean, I hate to lose the game, and I feel terrible right now, but I think they understand that you don't win or lose a state championship in this time of the year, but you got to learn from it and get better.
Yeah, we didn't lose to a bad basketball game here tonight. We're going to learn a lot of things, and this one might be one we can put back in our memory bank and say, remember that loss and the things that we learned as we head into the second half of the season.
Yeah, exactly. Last year we lost at Christmas to Pierce, and I thought that really refocused our kids on some of the little details that we've been seeing creep up. And, as long as we'll show our character, because we got Pierce right out of the chute in the holiday tournament, and they're going to play just as hard as Gretna did. So we have nothing to hang our heads about and worry about this one. It's out of here once we leave Gretna, and we'll get right back to work.
Other than the loss, what was the most disappointing thing you saw tonight, defensively or?
Well, we didn't do a very good job of talking. They ran a ton of stagger screens and double screens, and they did a really good job of just attacking the paint. I don't think we've had a team beat us in the paint like that for a long time. And they did a nice job of getting some easy baskets. And, whether it was communication or just, not getting in a stance, those are things we got to look at. I think it comes back to our talk. You got to communicate on the floor and switch out and know exactly what's going on, be aware. So,
and offensively, we talked about the woes during the pregame show. Not an electrifying night tonight, but a night certainly that we can get out of here with a win.
No doubt. We we did some things offensively that we wanted to do. We got the ball in. You'd still like to see our big guys just really take it to the hole. We're a little bit hesitant. We're telling them to be patient, and they're playing good. Good defense, hand in the back defense, and our guys just got to make a little quicker move once they decide to go. I'd like to see them run over somebody once in a while, make them blow the whistle. But our guys, were a little reluctant at times.
I think the offense was patient enough to get the ball into Zach, and then Zach really couldn't finish it at the basket.
We had a lot of touches inside, I'm sure he's disappointed in himself in a couple of his early misses. Those had up, you just look back, and a couple of them are point blank. But here and there, you throughout the ball game, when you're in a tight one, you better execute down the stretch, and we'll learn from it. I think our kids, our kids will be seasoned, make us more seasoned as we go along, because, there's some real challenges out there.
Problem is now you have to rest up for 5 days and keep it in your mind for 5 days and then get back for a tough Doan holiday tournament next week with some very good basketball teams.
Exactly. You'd like to go right to practice. Yeah, you'd like to get back to practice and watching film and things like that tomorrow to correct some things. But, it is the season, so that's the way everybody is. So we're all in the same boat if we lost tonight, and we're all wanting to get back on that floor Monday.
Okay, we'll see you next week.
All right, thanks for covering, Mike.
Yep, Kevin Asher, the head coach for Hastings St. Cecilia. Again, the Blue Hawks dropping this one here tonight. The Gretna in overtime, 56-50. We'll take a break and come back. You're listening to High School Basketball.
You're invited to the plumbing showroom at Cully Pipe and Steel Supply in Hastings to see the 3,000-square-foot showroom. The plumbing showroom includes a full line of kitchen and bath products featuring products by Moen, Crane, Swanstone, quality kitchen and bath cabinets, Aqualine air pools, and many more plumbing products. If you're building a new home or remodeling, the plumbing showroom has the professional people that can help you create the look you want. It's the plumbing showroom, 500 West South Street in Hastings, a division of Cully Pipe and Steel Supply Incorporated.
So Gretna comes back from a 14-point second-half deficit. They come back to tie the game at 49-49 at the end of regulation, and they outscore St. Cecilia 7-1 in the overtime session, and Gretna knocks off St. Cecilia tonight by a score of 56-50. Zach Sturp, 15 points in the ballgame. Dalton Seeley, 14. Paul Gettert had 10 points to lead the Blue Hawks. For Gretna, they were led tonight by Jared Bloom. He had 15 points. Bo Shepherd had 15. Cole Spurgeon had 14 points. So the Dragons will enter the Christmas break with a record of 4 wins and no losses. Hastings St. Cecilia drops their first game of the season. They are now 5-1 as the Blue Hawks get ready for the Pierce Blue Jays next week in the opening round of the Doan Holiday Tournament. That will be next Tuesday at Fear Fieldhouse in Crete. We'll have all the games from Doan right here on 1230 KHIS on Tuesday and Wednesday. Again, St. Cecilia led 11-8 at the end of the first quarter. Blue Hawks led 26-17 at halftime. St. Cecilia led at the end of three quarters, 40-36. But then Cole Spurgeon hitting a field goal in the lane as time expired to push this game into overtime with a score tied at 49-49. Gretna outscored St. Cecilia 7-1 in the overtime session, and the Blue Hawks dropped their first ball game of the season to Gretna by a score of 56-50. That'll wrap things up from Gretna tonight. For my producer and engineer, Stephanie Mueller, I'm Mike Will, wishing you a very pleasant good evening from Gretna.
Nothing But Net has been brought to you by Cully Pipe and Steel of Hastings. Join us next time for more exciting basketball action on Hastings' link to local high school sports. 1230 AM KHAS Radio. This has been an exclusive presentation of Platte River Radio.